Blog Talk Radio. Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
How you doing, girls, boys, and queens? How are y'all motherfucking doing? We are back here on another motherfucking installment of the show. How y'all doing? I miss everybody on Wednesday, honey. I am glad to be back on the air with y'all. I missed all of y'all on Wednesday, honey. You know, we had to take a little vacation, honey, after that long week, honey. You know, that long, excuse me, week, that long year that we had, honey. You know, I had to take a day off, honey, and go and find myself, honey, with me and my husband had to go out and do a little thing. Can you hear me, switchboard? Hello? Can y'all hear me? Oh, okay, because you said you're there, because I didn't think that y'all could hear me. Yes, you know, I had to take a little break and stuff, honey, and get myself back together. Thank you. Who is that? Town and country legend, BG, BG. Who is that? We got new names in the chat room and everything. And I told all you girls, I'm not going to give you girl shout-outs. I'm not going to give you girl shout-outs. You know who you are. You know who you are in the chat room. If you have been here from the beginning, you should have changed your name over the weekend to Legendary. And to you girls that is not Legendary in the chat room, please take Legendary out your name, honey. But all you girls that are Legendary, are part of our Legendary chat room that have been here for a year, y'all name should be Legendary, or I'm not giving y'all a shout-out, Miss Thang. I'll give everybody a shout-out, Miss Thang, but if your name is not Legendary in the front, and you know you have been here for a year, I will shout you out, and the girls that's not Legendary should not have that in their name in the chat room, Miss Thang. Please do not do that. We will block you, and you will have to make a new name, Miss Thang. Only Legendary girls should have Legendary names in this chat room. We're going to do it correctly here on the show. Since we can't get it correct in the ballroom, we're going to get it correct here on the show. How you doing? Yes, Susan, you have been here from the beginning. Yes, you are definitely one of them. You have been here since the beginning. But all you other girls need to get it together and get it fixed. I see I have the Legendary Cream of Nature in the chat room. I have the Legendary Nicki Minaj in the chat room, honey. I have the Legendary Susan Mizrahi in the chat room, honey. Who else is in the chat room, honey? I see Miss Naiva's in the chat room. I see Father's in the chat room. I see James's in the chat room. Curtis in the chat room. The children in the chat room, honey. You know, it was balls this weekend, honey. I don't know what happened, Miss Thang. I did not go to none of the balls, Miss Thang. I dropped my kids off outside the functions, Miss Thang, and I went on about my business, honey, and then I came back and picked them up from around the corner after the function was over. So I really don't know what happened at the functions. I got bits and teas of things that happened at the function. I heard the rumble was cute. It was the old school Vogue Femmes versus the new school Vogue Femmes. Foxy Milan and the old schools and Boots Prodigies and the new children. So I heard Foxy Team came out and destroyed the children. My daughter Michaela was on the team for the new kids, and she came out. Hello? What is going on? It's beeping. Is that you, Switchboard? What's going on with the beeping, Switchbot? Oh, well. Hello? I'm hearing beeping and things. Am I being paid from the back? Is it time for makeup change? Oh. It's time for a makeup change. Oh, they have to. It's time for me to get my makeup changed and for me to get my hair curled, girls. That's what that beeping's about. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I'm just playing. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that beeping. Miss Ebony, can you please get here and tell me what's going on with this beeping? What's the tea with this beeping? I don't know what's going on with this even. I don't know. But, yes, Miss Foxy team came out and destroyed the girls. My daughter, Michaela Mizrahi, was on the other team for the new girls. I don't know who else was on the other team besides Boots and Michaela. I really didn't get all of that. But they said Michaela was the only person on the other team that stood up for that team and battled the children and got the girls. And her house mother, Naomi Mizrahi, was the final battle. For the cash, and they said her and Naomi vogue down, honey. They battled like no other. The performance was over. It was definitely cute. And that was from the Rumble. Let me see what else happened at the Rumble. I heard it was really cute. I heard that Father Icon and Dexter Ebony got into something because, you know, I wasn't at the function. So, you know, I got to get the 411. You know, the kids was telling me today at the house meeting. You know, Dexter and James got into something, but they don't know what happened. They just know they got into something. And then they said Cabbage got into it with Quincy Icon, and it was something that happened with Cabbage and Quincy. I don't know what happened, but somebody needs to call me in and give me the gaga on what happened with that front, with the altercations and things, because, you know, mother wasn't in the building. I told you I was taking a break. I'm taking a break. But I wasn't in the building, so somebody got to call and give me the tea. And so I definitely got to give a big shout out to legendary New York City mother, Brittany Herrera. She has now came out as Mother Herrera and made her debut at her ball this past Friday here in New York City in Brooklyn. They said she came out as Mother Herrera. So what, Brittany, for definitely coming out as Mother Herrera, honey. Oh, yes, for definitely coming out as Mother Herrera. Oh, they got into it at the function over my ex-icon, now Ebony. That's the tea that just came through my earwave. They got into it because of Mike X icon. Now he's an Ebony. That's my gay son. And, oh, James voted over Mike on Sunday, and it was shade. Oh, so that's why they got into it, honey. Oh, well, somebody needs to call in and tell me what is going on. I know Father will be listening to the line, but, you know, Father don't get into all of this controversy and things. So I don't think Father will be calling in. So maybe one of the Ebony's to call in and tell me, why couldn't Father vote over at Mike? Well, you know, that's my gay son outside of the scene. You know, that's my gay child. And I love him down. And whatever decision he makes, I'm with him. But, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy, honey. But, yeah, back on to Miss Brittany. Work Miss Brittany for being her Mother Herrera of New York City. I thought Janice was, too. But, honey, Brittany came out on Friday at her ball as Mother Herrera. So you got to give it up to Miss Brittany. The girls got to give a call and give me the tea on what happened at Miss Brittany ball, because I wasn't at Miss Brittany ball either, honey. And I need my Kiki girls that's out there. You know who y'all are. Y'all out there listening and everything. I need y'all to call in and give me the tea on what happened at my house ball. Because, you know, the House of Pink Lady, I am the founder of the Pink Ladies. We had our second annual house ball this Friday in Brooklyn. And grand prize for $1,000 went to the House of McQueen. But when the ball was over, Miss Thang, I was looking on the girls' tags, Miss Thang, and they gave away grand prize Poochie, Miss Thang, and the Poochies was going crazy, Miss Thang, and they had the $2,000 house of Poochie, Miss Thang. But then when I woke up Saturday morning, Miss Thang, it was grand prize motherfucking McQueen. So I don't know what happened and everything, honey, and it was just crazy, honey. Actually, Ball Walker, whoever you are, Miss Thing, I am the founder of the House of Pink Lady, along with Amari. So get your motherfucking facts together. And also, like I told y'all girls, I was taking a hiatus, Miss Thing, and I wasn't even at my own house ball. Work, bitch. You know, I was just away, Miss Thing. Whoever Ball Walker is, Miss Thing, Ernie, you need to get it together. No, I'm not the grandmother, baby. I'm the founder. Get it together, Ball Walker. And we're not going to go through this all night long, Ball Walker. You will get at that note, on that note, Ball Walker. I'm just not buying it anymore. Have a good night, Ball Walker. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. It's only been 30 minutes, bitch, and you're gone already. Thank you. But, yeah, it was a fight that broke out with Daquan, ex-icon, now 007, had so many. I heard he got into six different altercations at the Kiki function, Miss Thing. And it was a mess, Miss Thing. And they had to shut the function down, Miss Thing, so that they didn't get to finish the rest of the categories, the Ask the House categories and everything. It was just a mess, I heard. But, you know, I was outside there, too, Miss Thing, around the corner, Miss Thing. I'm picking up my kids. And they said it was a mess, but some of the girls have to call in here and give me the tea and the Gaga, Miss Thing. And then it was a ball in Kentucky this weekend also, Miss Thing. And they had a $1,000 realness in Kentucky this weekend. So I need to find out who won the $1,000 in Kentucky, Miss Thing. So y'all girls need to call in here, Miss Thing. Y'all going to have to help me, Miss Thing. I'm looking for some new reporters and things to help me with the show on my little hiatus, Miss Thing, because y'all know I don't be having the tea, Miss Thing. So y'all girls gonna have to help me out with the tea, Miss Thing. When these balls are over, Miss Thing, y'all gonna have to hit me up and give me the 411, because you know I'm not going out for a while, so I need the girls to give me the tea. Oh well, $1,000 in Kentucky went to Father Blahnik, who won the $1,000, honey. I know that's right. Grand prize, Father Blahnik, honey, for the $1,000. Work Father Blahnik for the $1,000. They said he came down there. He snatched that $1,000, honey. Work Father Blahnik. I'm surprised Rodney wasn't down there. Where was Rodney at? Because $1,000, honey. Oh, yes, Father Blahnik snatched it up. I'm gagging. All of these realness children, and none of these realness children wasn't down there, honey. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, they say he ain't come. I'm gay. All these realness children, why none of them didn't come? But I was home and, you know, relaxing and doing things. And I had a lovely weekend, honey. Let me recap my weekend. Let me recap my weekend for y'all girls. I had a lovely weekend, honey, this week. I went out and I did things with my husband. And then I did things with my gay kids and my grandchildren this weekend. It was really a lovely weekend, honey. We even tweeted pictures from Rockefeller Center on Sunday. And me and all my grandkids and all my gay kids went to Rockefeller Center and went ice skating. And then after that, we all went out and we had dinner at Ponderosa and the Bronx, honey. Then we came outside and we voted down on top of the motherfucking Jeep in the parking lot of the motherfucking Ponderosa, bitch. We had a lovely weekend. It was so fab, Miss Thing. I had so much fun with the grandchildren and the children, Miss Thing. It was so everything. Virginia Awards Board nominations, honey. Oh, y'all girls better get y'all nomination sheets in for the Virginia Awards Board, honey. It's definitely coming up, honey. Y'all girls better get y'all nomination sheets in. Last-minute nominations, honey. They taking last-minute nominations. Get your nominations together, honey. Get them out and together, honey. Y'all better do what y'all got to do, honey. Ooh. Ooh, hold on. Hold on, I got somebody in Texas coming through. Is Nicole on the phone line, switchboard? Honey, is Nicole? Oh, no, she's not here. I don't know where she at, honey. Well, I guess it'll just be me. I don't know where she at, Miss Thing. I want to know what happened with her last night, Miss Thing. She needs to get up here on this phone line, Miss Thing, honey, because she called me and she was going to be voguing down last night. She was supposed to be giving me the 411 and the Gaga, Miss Thing, or what happened. It was a ball in Virginia last night, too. It was shut down by the Ebonies. Oh, it was a ball in Virginia last night, too. And it was shut down by the Ebonies. Oh, somebody must call in here and give me the tea on what happened at the motherfucking old child. Oh, somebody must call in here and give me the motherfucking tea on why did the Ebonies shut the ball down in motherfucking Virginia. They must call and give me the 411 and the Jagaga. Yes. Yes, yes, which one? My phone is about to go dead, though. Oh, Rodney was at the function last night. Rodney was at the function last night. Ah, honey. The person that's texting me, switchboard, said to stop texting me. You know who you are texting the red phone. Switchboard said to stop texting me. Oh, the new tea. Oh, I just got the came across my stream. Legendary ex Aurora mother, China White, ex prodigy and feminine destruction. Feminine destruction, ex prestige. Mother China and feminine destruction is no longer a prestige. Well, Feminine, you listen to the show all the time. Call in here, girl. That's my niece, Miss Thing. Feminine, call in here. Give me the tea, Miss Thing. Or why you are? What happened, honey? They said Rodney was at the ball in Virginia last night. Oh, they said people got bucked at the motherfucking ball in Virginia last night. And they took off, they was taking off their clothes. Where is Static at? Static, if you out there listening, you got to call up here and give me the tea. Static, where are you at, honey? You got to give me the tea, honey, or what happened in motherfucking VA, honey. I need to know, honey. Oh, China, now China's mother Chanel. Oh, no, I guess. Clayton's in the chat room. Clayton, do you see what they wrote in the chat room? Confirm or deny, Clayton. Confirm or deny. Why am I trying it, Keisha? Why? Why am I trying it? What are you talking about? Why, honey? Why am I trying it, honey? I need to know what am I trying. Hey, listen, I got so much going on over here. Hey, girl, how you doing? Okay, I got so much going on here. I got IMs going over here. I got the red phone going over here. I'm trying to look at the chat room, and I got so much going on over here. It's just a lot going on here. But, Hakeisha, how you doing, honey? Yes. Oh, well, congratulations to him, honey. How you doing? Your pot of tea, Miss Dave. So Miss Pot of Tea, honey, that got all the tea, Miss Thing, why don't you call up here and spill some of that tea, Miss Thing? Stop hiding behind the screen name in a chat room, Miss Thing, and call in here and spill some of that tea. Oh, Static is online, switchboard. Hold on. Hold on. Let me send this number over to switchboard. I think that's the number. Hold on. Let me send it over, because I need to get the tea on. What happened in Virginia? I just sent it over to switchboard. Oh, the Ebony shut the function down. Hey, you doing? How y'all doing? To everybody that's in the chat room that's saying hi. Hi to all of y'all, honey. And Clayton said that is all lies. Static, plus one so we can see your number. Clayton said that's all lies and fairy tales, Miss Day. Your propaganda, Miss Day. Honey. What is this noise beeping in my ear? Oh, my God. Hello, all this noise and beeping in my ear. Oh my God, Static, did you press one? What is this noise beeping in my ear? Switchboard, do you hear that noise is beeping? I'm gagging at this noise that's really just beeping, honey. Hold on, I'm gagging. Oh, they gave the money. It wasn't the Ebony's. It was the Chanel's. I don't know. Well, somebody needs to call up and it was the Chanel's and the Ebony's, honey. Well, I don't know, honey. Why was the children out there carrying on in Virginia, honey? Yes. Oh, he said he pressed one, switchboard. Hold on. Oh, sorry. The wrong. He gave me the wrong number. Okay. Static, and if you buzz me, who is this? Who is this that buzz me, honey? Hold on. Okay, Jaquan Ebony was called a faggot. Oh, honey. Oh, they gave me the tea. Hold on. They said Jaquan Ebony was called a faggot by the DJ who was on the stage right behind the judges panel. Apparently, Jaquan was touching the DJ's equipment, and then he started to carry. Oh, I didn't get that 411. Oh, work. The children are giving me the insight. So how did the Chanel's get involved? To my connect that just told me that. See, now how did the Chanel's get involved? Because Jaquan's and Ebony, so how did the Chanel's get involved? Because they said the Chanel's is involved too. They say it's so much going on. It's so much gossip. And, I'm just gagging. They wanted to knock the DJ. Oh, so the DJ was a Chanel that they wanted to knock? So that's how the Chanel's got involved, because they said the Chanel's was involved too. So I need to get the tea. I see how the Ebony's was involved. Oh, no, the DJ was straight. Oh, so Jaquan got into it with the straight DJ. But where did the Chanel's come in play? Why they said the Chanel's was involved too, Miss Day? It's so many miscommunications and stories. Switchboard, are you ready with Static? Because Static, I know he was at the ball. What time did the show start? The show starts the same time it starts every night, honey. Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. Switchboard. I want to know, where did the Chanel's get involved? Did you get the number? Did you get the number that I said? The girls was arguing with the DJ. Oh, my God. I don't know what the fuck. And then the DJ got into it with the Chanel's. Oh, the DJ got into it with Jaquan, and then the DJ got into it with the Chanel's. What DJ was this, honey, that y'all had? If stop. Oh, listen. Get on Yahoo and stop texting me. My phone is going dead. Get on Yahoo. Everybody that's texting me from my cell phone, y'all about to gag. If y'all don't have Yahoo Messenger, y'all going to have to text me on Yahoo Messenger, because my cell phone is going dead and my charger is nowhere near me. I just turned my cell phone off. So, everybody, the red phone is out of order for tonight, honey. My screen name is LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com. And if you're in a house, pick what house you in so I can put you underneath that section, or I will not accept you at all. And that box where they have what house you in, you need to put your name of your house in that box, or I will not accept you on Yahoo, okay? Because I know it's not 127 007s in the ballroom scene. My name on here is in the chat room is, what is my name in the chat room, Arnie? I don't even know. My name is Aurora East. Mother in the chat room, honey. That's my name in the chat room, honey. Hold on. I'm trying to get the tea. I got tea from the Detroit Awards Board. Can we get the show started? Yes, the show is started. Oh, baby. Oh, my God. Honey, I'm doing the tea. What is this queen talking about? The show has started, Miss Thing. Hello? Static, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened at the function last night?
Oh, shit. What happened at the function? It first started, what category was it? I believe it was female figure performance. And I think it was a dispute between the girls voting like Butch Queens at first. And then all of a sudden something broke out up on stage with the DJ. I was standing right there, but you couldn't really tell what was going on. I saw Derek Chanel was, you know, arguing with him, telling him, you know, chill out, whatever, it's not serious, and all of that. And then the DJ kept talking, and they started to get up and ruffle and stuff. Then they sat down and chilled out. Then the DJ kept talking, and then that's when I saw Jaquan arguing with him. And then they got Jaquan to chill out, and then the DJ kept talking. He just couldn't take no more, so he just curt, and then everything just got crazy. So they just shut the ball down.
Oh, my God. So how did Chanel get involved?
Derek Chanel. He was originally, like, going at it with the DJ from what I saw. He was the first one. Then Jaquan got into it with him as well. I don't know if I heard you say something about equipment. I don't know about the equipment. I just know what I saw. So, and they shut the ball down. But it was early, doing categories, you know, people getting mad and stuff like that.
Yeah, but says the girls kept touching his equipment, honey, and he wasn't having the girls touching his equipment.
Yes, that was my sister, Charlie St. Clair, and Kavasi Ebony battling for, it was the nominations ball. So, you know, girls were sitting that last little count saying for of the year. So it got dirty.
Oh, so they have a nominations ball?
That was the nominations ball. It was like the supposed to be kind of like the last ball before the Virginia Awards, you know, to get your counts.
I don't understand.
If it's a tie or something. Like if it's a tie, y'all done all won the same amount of balls or something like that, the nominations ball is like the tiebreaker or the one to seal the deal. It'll get your last little points in.
Oh.
If you was to win.
Overall, the ball was a good ball.
It was a good ball. Runway was hot. Twist was real hot. Milan's took it. Quan Milan and Pavia Milan. Tall boys runway. Eva Revlon. She won that. Dominique Mother Lacroix. She won short boys runway. And Charlie St. Clair, big boys runway. Who else? What else? Categories. Those are all the categories I pretty much saw.
Okay, I know that's right.
I was at the ball, though.
Well, some girl in the chat room, honey, keeps hitting me up, and they want me to find out what house is Morgan X Jay-Z going to be the mother of. So if anybody knows the tea on what house Morgan X Jay-Z is going to be the mother of, please hit me up, honey, because the girls want to know, Miss Thing. They said they can't wait into a ball for her to come out as mother. They need to know now. So if any of you nosy queens is out there, Miss Thing, honey, definitely hit me up and let me know exactly what house. Oh, she's going to be Mother Ebony, they said, honey. She's going to be Mother Ebony of Jersey, Miss Thing, honey. Morgan is already an Ebony, honey. She's going to be coming out as mother soon, Miss Thing. Girls, yeah, so for that girl that hit me up, there's your answer to your motherfucking E, my E. She's already an Ebony, and so you said she's going to be mother, so most likely she'll be Mother Ebony. God, honey. I don't know where Miss Nicole at. That bitch must be in a nasty motherfucking coma, Miss Thing. I want to know if that bitch broke down last night at the motherfucking... at the function, Miss Thing. That bitch is supposed to be up here and give me the E, my E, Miss Thing, on what happened at the function.
Somebody in the chat will say, can you please ask Static, does he have meat?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you gag with that question?
I'm just going to laugh.
And he's just going to laugh. He's not going to answer that question. You nasty queens, honey.
Yeah, my boyfriend wouldn't like that.
That's his boyfriend wouldn't like the thing. The red Static is hot. Child, you're going to be having so many queens trying to find you on MySpace and everything and flirting with everything, honey. It's going to be a mess, honey. Oh, child.
Well, I'm a networking type of guy. It's whatever. I'm on MySpace. Don't I got you on MySpace, Kelly? Do I?
I have over 2,000 friends on MySpace. Let me tell you something. I don't know who is my friend on MySpace. So as long as you have a picture and at the fourth section, I accept anybody with a picture. Okay. If you don't have no picture, I'm not going to accept you. And after you take your pictures down off your page and I go back and check my page and I see you don't have a picture up there, I delete you off my page. I only do people with pictures. I don't know who's on there or anything.
I only do people I recognize, and if you random, I check what friends we got in common. And if it's people I don't like, then I definitely deny it.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Somebody just hit me up, and they was giving me this. Oh, yeah, they told me that, Father. They told me that. I got all of that. They told me all of that. I was about to ask a question, but I don't want nobody to know who I'm talking to and giving me my E's and things. So I was about to ask you a question, but I don't want the girls to know who be, you know, sending me my dirt mistake. I keep all of that private. Oh, they said that he got mad because it was rented equipment mistake. That's why he was getting mad, because they kept fucking up. DJ Angel X did not get his coin, and he kept some of the rental equipment. That's for, oh, shit. Oh, that's from Kentucky. Oh, shit. They gave the very DJ Angel X did not get all his coins from the Kentucky Bowl mistake, so he kept some of the rental equipment mistake.
Oh, shit.
Oh, DJ Angel X mistake, you're stealing equipment now, girl. First you're sucking cock in the daytime in the village, Miss Thang, on X2, Miss Thang, and now you're stealing rental equipment, Miss DJ Angel X. What's your E, Miss Angel? I'm gagging, honey. But they said Father Blodig won $1,000 in Kentucky this weekend. Rodney, if you're out there and you're listening, why wasn't you in Kentucky for that $1,000 this weekend, honey? I'm gagging. I just knew you was going to snatch that coin this weekend. So my friend is hitting me up from the house of E. Can you please tell me what you call it? Who else is at? I know Jack was in Kentucky. Who else is in the building in Kentucky, Miss Thang? Who else won anything in Kentucky and shit, bitch? I need to find out the tea, Miss Thang. I need the girls to call it. If you on the phone lines, Miss Thang, and you know some tea, it was about 110 people in the building. If y'all know some tea about any of these balls that happened this weekend, the two balls in New York City, the two balls in Kentucky, the ball in Virginia, Miss Thang, balls anyplace else, Miss Thang, feel free to press 1 at this time and come up on the phone line and let me know what's the tea about the balls. Jaquan?
Yes?
Hello, you there?
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
What's tea? How you doing?
Good. What's up, Static?
What's up, man?
And I guess I wanted to clear my name up about what happened in Virginia.
Yes, what's the E, my E?
What happened was we was on the panel, and the DJ booth was behind the panel with a table. And every time somebody would move a little bit, because we was sharing chairs, they would bump the DJ equipment, so the thing would skip, and the crowd would start being like, what the fuck is going on? So I guess he got mad and was getting upset or whatever. So Derek was like, stop bumping the chairs. And then the DJ, he started going off talking about he about to beat somebody ass talking to Derek. And Derek was like, well, what are you talking about? Like, I'm trying to help you out. So then they got into it. So I stood up to look back because they was right behind me. And then, like, Ampeg got the situation under control. Well, the DJ still got mad because people were still bumping the table. So he started calling people faggots. So that's when I had got upset. And that's when I had just, I guess, spazzed. But it really was the DJ being, like, real homophobic and acting crazy. His equipment was cheap anyway. It was, like, old stuff. So that's what happened. It wasn't like the Chanel's and the Ebony's purposely ended the function. It was really the DJ that started it.
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all Chanel's and y'all Ebony's, y'all need to stop y'all madness mistake, honey. Y'all gotta fuck Virginia up.
When you stop yours, Kelly, we're gonna stop ours.
Y'all gotta fuck Virginia up the way New York is fucking. You know, spaces down there for y'all to have no motherfucking functions, honey. Y'all better stop that bullshit.
You're crazy.
Honey.
So what was you doing this weekend?
I went ice skating with my grandchildren. We went to Rockefeller Center. We went ice skating this weekend. And
you don't invite your god kids nowhere.
Baby, I didn't know you was in New York this weekend.
I wasn't. But
you wasn't in New York, so how you gonna talk about invite you?
Because you still could have invited me. You don't call me, you don't text me, you don't. I mean, but you get on the show faithfully, Kelly.
Baby, you know I'm a journalist, honey, and I do text you. We talk all the time. We was just on webcam the other day. After my situation, we was on webcam. Hello. What was all of that about?
This board.
Okay. I think that's the key. Hold on. Okay. Oh, too much information. Sorry. I can't talk, Jaquan. I can't talk to you. I'll talk to you after the show, Jaquan. I give you too much information.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you know, I'm giving too much information. But I'll speak to you after the show, Jaquan, okay? Love you. Yes. Oh, Jaquan.
DJ, kind
of. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, tell me about the nominations.
What about them? What you want to know?
What's the tea, honey? Who getting nominated or what?
I mean, I can tell you who won, but it's just basically like last minute stuff, like the last ball that counts. But I know for realness, Rodney Milan won Thug Realness.
Did I win? The only thing I want to know, did I win Mrs. Out of Town again?
I don't know yet. They didn't do the ballots yet. We got to have another meeting.
Oh. He won Thug Realness this weekend?
Yeah, and Cash Ebony won Pretty Boy. And Shorty Mugler won Schoolboy. Yeah, Derek Allure won All American. That's all I remember. It was a long battle.
Oh, okay.
Nyasia Balenciaga won Butch Queen and Drag Realness. Trina Mizrahi won Femme Queen Realness.
I know that's right. The girls went down there and racked up.
Yeah.
I know that's an E, honey. Okay. Honey, okay. Wait, hold on. Because somebody just hit me up and they said the trophies at the Kentucky Ball this weekend was 211. Can you please tell me, not the beer 211, honey. Please hit me up and tell me that's not true, honey. Oh my God. They said they were giving out cans of 211 of beer at the motherfucking Kentucky Awards Ball, Miss Thang, for trophies, Miss Thang. Oh my God. It was a big can, though. They gave it, it was a big can of 211, honey, and they was giving out at the Kentucky Awards Ball for motherfucking trophies, honey. I'm gagging. Bitch, they was giving out 22 ounces of 211 at the Kentucky Awards Ball this weekend, honey. Oh, my God.
Shit. Oh, no.
What? Oh, my God. I just got some breaking tea that just came across my thing. Oh. Jaquan, you want to be my special guest with me tonight?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Okay, hold on. That ball was Gangsta Fabulous, and the trophies fit the ball. Oh, somebody hit me up and said the ball was Gangsta Fabulous and the trophies fit the ball. But why 211? Why could have been a Heineken or a Corona? If you out there, honey, and you got any teas from any of these balls this weekend, honey, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, honey, and come up here and give me the E, my E, honey. Baby, it was the Kentucky Awards Ball, and it was Jason J. Prodigy Ball, honey. Oh, my God, I'm gagging. I want to know what's up with little Tony leaving the House of Cards.
Oh, shit.
Little Tony. Somebody said they want to know what's the tea with little Tony leaving the House of Cards. Who is little Tony? I don't know who that is.
The Vogue film. That's the Vogue film. The dramatic, dark skin, kind of not fat, well, not heavy fat. He just kind of thick.
He was a Revlon at first, and he just became fun not too long ago.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. Well, I got some break. I got.
He always be at the Rumbles.
I don't know what's the team is thinking. I don't know what's going on, but I know that the prestigious be listening. So if it's a prestigious out there, you listening on the Flow Lines Mistake, and you next to your father, I need to speak to Alvardian because I need to know what is going on, Mistake, with these prestigious Mistake that's hitting me up tonight, Mistake, and they are telling me they are now officially 007's Mistake. Alvardian, or one of your children that's sitting next to Alvardian, please get Alvardian up here on this line because all these children that I have under the prestige on my Yahoo list, Mistake, is hitting me up and they're saying they're no longer prestige. They are now 007's Mistake. So I don't know what.
They don't call in
there. Oh, honey, I don't know what the fuck is going on. What's the team with them making Rob Miakimuglia father of D.C.? Oh, Mistake. Girl, I need to get the E by E. They say Rob is father Miakimuglia of D.C., Mistake. They say, was that a political move because he was going to leave, Mistake? And so they made him father before he left, Mistake? Oh, my God. It says on Little Tony's MySpace page that he's now a 007. That's what the girls is giving me, honey. People want to know why you was not at the Pink Lady Ball. It was so fab. I wasn't at the Pink Lady Ball, honey, because I just told y'all on Thursday night, Miss Thang. I mean, on Tuesday night, honey, I was taking a hiatus from the balls, Miss Thang. I was not there at my house ball, Miss Thang, at the Pink Lady Ball. I didn't go to Britney Ball. I didn't fly to Kentucky with Jack on Saturday. I did not go to the Rumble last night. Y'all girls think I'm playing, Miss Thang. I am dead serious, Miss Thang. I am taking a motherfucking break. Hold on. We have a caller. 706-714. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? How you doing? This is Eris. How you doing?
How you doing, Eris?
Fine, fine. Well, I can't personally speak on nobody else in Prestige, you know what I'm saying, without Western Prestige. Like I said, I love they, Prestige to my family, but for some personal reasons, I decided to leave the house, you know what I'm saying? I still have love for my daddy, Alvernia, and everybody that's in Prestige. It was just for some personal reasons. I personally have to step away, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I love my family down. I don't want nobody to think it's no shade or anything while I left. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just right now, I just decided to back away from the ballroom scene as a whole to get myself together. You know what I'm saying? I have too much other shit that I have to deal with in real life, and this ballroom shit is getting too overwhelming for me right now. So that's why I personally stepped away. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak about everybody else. Like, I know Femina and all of them left, but they left way before I did. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, my God, child.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, Feminist to my sister, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's no shade to nobody in Prestige. So I don't want nobody to think it is shade or me coming up here to blast nobody because I'm not. That's not my character. It's that I personally have to leave for me. You know what I'm saying? To keep my sanity and to get shit straight in my real life, I have to step away from the ballroom scene and separate from the houses, period, to get me together.
Well, I just got some tea that just came across my airwaves, honey. They gave the very well, Alverde is thinking about closing the House of Prestige and going back to the House of Ebony. That's why everybody is leaving.
I don't personally know, you know what I'm saying? Last time I talked to Alverde, it was nothing about him closing the house. You know what I'm saying? I know that he's personally doing some new things with the house to make it better, but I don't know anything about him closing it to go to Ebony. I don't know about none of that.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and giving me that insight on why you left the house, Eris.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night.
You do the same, baby. Honey, well, I got some breaking news, Miss Tang. Honey, I got some breaking news. But if you out there on the phone line, feel free for us to run and come up here and talk and let me know what's the motherfucking team, Miss Tang. Honey, 313-478. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but you got to move away from your computer or get on speakerphone because you got an echo.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was just calling in to say that the awards ball in Detroit, it was very, very nice, but the Rumble Ball was a buffoon.
They had a Rumble Ball?
Yeah, we had a Rumble Ball Sunday.
How they had a Rumble Ball without Jack?
I don't understand. That's what I was saying.
Oh, shit.
So, like, it was cool, but, you know, like, the Rumble Ball, like, they had the team runway, and the other team got chopped. Then they had the Vogue film thing, and then they got chopped. It was just, like, basically no ball, basically.
Oh, no. So who won at the awards ball?
At the awards ball, I mean, Bless Ebony won, Schoolboy. Actually, it wasn't a lot of awards given away at the awards bar, really, though. It was just, like, a few.
So who won the categories?
Who won Vogue Femme? Who won? Unique Ebony, she won Vogue Femme. Who won Runners with a Twist? I don't know who won Runners with a Twist. Who won Female Figure?
Courtney Ebony.
Courtney Ebony won Female Figure. It was just like an Ebony thing.
Oh. Oh, child. Well, thank you for calling in and giving me the tea, baby.
Okay, girl.
Thank you. Well, if you're out there, press one, honey. Bitch. Well, I just got some breaking tea, Miss Tang, that just came across my airways, Miss Tang. It happened at Kentucky, Miss Tang. The $5,000 winner for Butch Queen Face, Miss Tang. The first $5,000 Butch Queen Face winner, Miss Tang. It's no longer an Evisu. He walked the Kentucky Awards Ball as Emery Garcon, honey.
Oh, shit.
He is no longer Evisu, honey, and he has left the house of Evisu, Miss Tang. I am gagging, honey.
Why did I feel like that was going to happen?
Oh. Oh, they gave the right. That's false. He wasn't even there, honey. Well, the girls need to stop. Oh, the girls hit me up. That's the girls need to stop motherfucking lying, Miss Tang, honey. Come on, honey. Jaquan. Okay, I know he wasn't there, Miss Tang. Y'all got to stop hitting me up, Miss Tang. Okay, only one time, Miss Tang. Everybody got to hit me up, honey. Jaquan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure you wasn't there. Cabbage. Hey, Cabbage. Cabbage, where you at? Call in here, Cabbage. I want to know what happened with you and Quincy last night, Cabbage. Get up out that chat room, Cabbage, and get up on this phone line. I want to know what happened with you and Quincy last night at the function, Miss Tang. They gave the right. Y'all was carrying on at the function. They gave the right. You was about to give him an old-school Cabbage Patch Ebony, honey. Oh, you can't talk about it. But they said you was about to give him an old-school Cabbage Patch Ebony motherfucking Well, a twirl, Miss Tang, last night at the function, Miss Tang. I wanted to come out so bad, Miss Tang, but I paid it, honey, and I stayed in the house. I had to fight it, honey. I stayed in the house, and I watched Breaking Point, honey, with my husband, honey.
Was it good?
Yes, it was excellent. It was really fabulous. Y'all have to see that movie. It was really cute, Miss Tang.
Who in it?
Busta Rhymes and that guy from OPP. I don't know his name. I don't remember his name. One of the rappers from OPP with the bald head was in it and a whole bunch of Caucasian people. It was really cute. Honey, I hope all you girls, RuPaul Drag Race wasn't on tonight, honey, but it will definitely be back on the air next week, March 8th at 9 o'clock, and then you can catch the untucked version at 10:30, honey. On motherfucking logo, honey. So all you girls go out there next week and watch RuPaul Drag Race, honey, because I'm going to be watching it, honey. What do y'all think about American Idol since none of these queens don't want to talk right now? Do y'all watch American Idol?
I don't use it. I normally just watch when the people look the fool, and then I watch, like, the last episode just to see who the hell won.
How about you, Jaquan? Do you watch American Idol?
No, I don't watch TV like that.
I love American Idol. That's my show. And yes, it is an Escada. Jamal Escada is up on American Idol, honey, and he made it through, and he will be performing for us again this week, honey. So definitely support our people, honey. Support our people.
What'd
you say?
What channel?
American Idol comes on Fox.
Oh, okay.
It comes on Fox. My channel, Fox, is Channel 5 here in New York. I don't know what channel it is in Virginia, honey. But it's Fox, honey. So we definitely have to support our children, honey. Support our troops and our teens, honey.
How far into it are they?
This is the first week of live singing. Well, this is the second week. Last week was the first week. This is the second week.
Where is Nicole?
I don't know, Miss Thang. I don't know where the fuck she at, Miss Thang. And she went to the function last night, and she was supposed to come and give me the tea, Miss Thang. She called me about her production and everything that she was doing, and she was going to walk the old way last night, and she wasn't going to play with the girls and everything. And I don't know where the fuck she at. That bitch must be able to go straight home after the ball was over, Miss Thang. That bitch must be stayed the fuck out after the ball was over, Miss Thang. Or she went home and took her daughter to school and then stayed up all fucking morning long into this afternoon until her daughter got out of school and helped her daughter with her homework. And now that bitch crashed, honey. Oh, Cabin says she turned it last night. Word. I heard a little bit about her. They gave the she did not play with the girl. She made it to the last battle or something like that, they said. And the Balenciaga child won over her, but they said she did vote down, Miss Thing. They said she voted in the motherfucking name, baby. No, that's right, Miss Nicole. Big ups to Miss Nicole for voting down last night. I'm going to give a big shout-out to all my legendary girls in the chat room, all my statements and all my stars and all my up-and-comings and all my 007s, to all my DJs and to everybody that's listening on the phone line. I want to give y'all a big shout-out and thank y'all for definitely being here with us for another year, honey. I'm motherfucking the show, honey. How the fuck y'all doing, bitch?
So
yes.
Where's Cream?
Cream is in the chat room. I don't know where Cream at. Cream, it was no balls down there in your area, in Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. area.
Right,
it was nothing going on, honey, down there.
I know there was a mini ball down there earlier in the week. I heard Lil James won probably like 300.
Hold on, baby. Stop buzzing me. Hold on, honey. I got a lot of IMs going on, honey. Where's Cream? I told Kelly Chevelle. Listen here, Miss Nicki Minaj. Stop worrying about me. Stop worrying about my company, Nicki Minaj. You worry about your company. I got my company, okay? You worry about your company. Don't worry about my company. I'm running this company, honey. I got this chapter, okay? Don't worry about it, okay? Oh, they said Cabbage and Britney. Okay, listen here, bitches, okay? That motherfucker quit. Ask me, when I get to your motherfucking IS, bitch, I get to your motherfucking IS. Stop motherfucking buzzing me. I'm only one motherfucking bitch. I work in the IMs, I work in my cell phone, bitch, and I work in the fucking chat room. So y'all bitches gonna stop motherfucking buzzing
die.
Me. If you not switch
I thought
more, don't. What?
Kelly be lying. I thought your cell phone died.
My cell phone off because of you, but now since you on the phone line, I turned it back on. Oh, and I need some girls to call in and give me the tea. I forget legendary mother Kennedy LaCroix, our mother Kennedy LaCroix, had her ball this weekend in Philadelphia, so they need to call and give me the tea. I want to know who won best dress. I know that was Grand Prize. So she had a couple of other Grand Prize. So some of the girls need to call and tell me about mother Kennedy ball that happened this weekend at Philadelphia. And to get the tea about the Gotti ball that happened on Saturday in Baltimore, because it was a Gotti ball this Saturday in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. What happened at the Gotti Ball? My sisters went. What y'all say? It was a kiki. How long was the ball? 45-minute ball. Nobody walked the categories. The best part of the categories was, who was it, Von Allure?
Yeah,
Von Allure was playing beats in the beginning before the ball even started and the girls was cutting up. And Kevin, the 007, got on the mic. That was the best part of the night.
They said the ball was about an hour. Hold on. They said, okay, I got some other tea. They gave me a Cabbage and Quincy started from Brittany Herrera's ball. Cabbage was reading this the shit out of Quincy because Weezy did not have no hand performance, and his blind Quincy because his legendary and something about Quincy and his legendary performance, honey. That's what happened. They said it started ever since Britney's ball, honey. Oh, Bree won grand prize at Cavs ball in Philadelphia, and they gave the name Bree looked it over. When DC, Bree, mother and Scotta, worked for looking over. And to the person that hit me up, Cabbage said, no, it did not. Cabbage is in the chat room, and Cabbage is listening. And Cabbage said, no, it did not happen that way. Listen here, bitch. I told you, bitch. Okay, now you're going to get it. Ignore user, because I told you don't bust me. Oh, you ignored, bitch. And now you're on my block list. And now you can't hit me up at all, Miss A. Go get another screen name. Oh, Cabbage is on hold. Please find Cabbage, please. Bitch, press one, Cabbage, so we can see your number. Honey, if you see a number come up, please give me Cabbage. Oh, hold on, let me hit Cabbage up privately, honey, so I can get Cabbage number, the number, so I can send it over the switchboard. Hold on. Let me get the, Cabbage, send me your area code and the first three digits of your number so we can find you and bring you up here on the line, honey. Okay. I'm waiting for Cabbage to hit me back in the chat room with his number so I can send him a private message so he can send me the number. Hold on. I'm sending it over the switchboard right now. Hold on. Okay. That's the number,
the
switchboard. Honey. Cabbage, you there, baby?
Hi, honey.
What's the tea, honey? These girls give you all these false and accurate
tea. Me and Quincy did not get into it at Britney's ball. What I was telling Quincy is that I believe that the twister that lives in my neighborhood, I think he's a very good twister. I think he has a really good chance of being a really good twister. But he needs to start practicing for more. What Quincy told me at Britney's ball was that he doesn't listen to Quincy. So I understand that. That's not the reason. That's not the beef that me and Quincy had. Me and Quincy were speaking. We were in the first at the Rumble Ball that night. What happened was, first, him and Dexter got into a disagreement about, I guess, the way that he was judging. I didn't know what was going on. What I told Dexter was, get off the panel, and I'll be on the panel, because I knew that there was something going on at one time between Dexter and Nicole. Nicole voted down her coming out. Make no mistakes. And since the second time, it didn't really seem like she wanted to play, and I guess she came out and made her statement because she said, make no mistakes about it. But the second time around, I guess she didn't really want it as bad, or I guess she wasn't really feeling it or whatever. I don't know. But she didn't put her all into it her second battle around. But Nicole took it and paid it. But it seemed like when it came for the Rumble Ball, when they were doing the teams, Miss Quincy seemed to have had a problem with everything. She was, fuck them judges. And but what killed me was, we were just talking about it, and Quincy said, fuck all them judges. And I was one of them judges. And I had a really big problem with that. Okay, it's not fuck all the judges because we don't vote the way you want us to vote. You can't tell me that there's so many judges on here and only three voted for one person and six other people vote for somebody else, so we all fucked up. I didn't feel that was... And then when she was asked about it later on that night, she said that she didn't say that. Again, bitch, I'm not crazy and I'm not stupid, all right? And I was not high, So you're not going to tell me that you didn't say it, and I'm looking at you when you said it. Because, and right previous to that, you had a problem with Dexter's judgment. Now you got a problem with mine. So it's not personal between me and Dexter. It's just personal the way the Ebony's are judging at this point. Well, I don't give a fuck about that. All right, me and James go through whatever we go through at times, but it's our opinions. But Ms. Quincy seemed to want to make it personal. For one, I don't give a fuck about no personal shit. You're not going to slight me and going to tell me that I'm judging improperly because I don't judge the way you want me to judge. Bitch, I've been judging much longer than you've been walking. Ooh. Twist or Vogue Femme. But I don't give a fuck. Okay, and I think that Quincy just, I think she's crazy. That's one thing. I think she takes things a little too far, and then she starts running her mouth, and, like, nobody's going to say nothing to her, like she's a tough Tony. Well, bitch, I guess we're both tough Tonys. Okay, because I wanted to fight, and she didn't.
We know you're a tough Tony, honey.
I don't bully her. I'll never bully her. I don't see Quincy for all of that. But I just did not like what she had to say. I just wanted to not say nothing. That's up to them. But I'm sitting right next to Boogie Revlon, and me and Boogie watching her go off. What is you going off for on a judgment for? You cannot say that six judges' opinions is fucked up and only three opinions is right because they voted for your girlfriend or they voted for your house member. They didn't vote for Malaysia. Malaysia was upset. I told Malaysia, you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
And when she said, no, that's not the case. I got love for my auntie. Cabbage.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand. It's like I tell you, Miss Quincy goes back and forth with two different lives. I don't have no time for that. I don't have no time for that. But you're not going to tell me what you said, and then you're going to get outside and say you didn't say it. Bitch, you're calling me a liar. Bitch, I don't go for none of that bullshit. I don't go for none of that bullshit. But then prior to that evening, it seems like Miss Quincy gets caught up, and she don't realize where she be going. She want Jasmine and Malaya to she's escalating the fight between Jasmine and Malaya. For one, Malaya is just getting in drags. Jasmine is a femme queen. She's not supposed to be doing no fighting. Regardless if Jasmine is an icon or whatever, she's still one of the kids that's in the ballroom scene. She could become something really great and something wonderful. But her fighting and getting scarred up and all of that other nonsense, that's not where it's supposed to go. And I went to Jasmine. I got over Jasmine. There's no fighting. Not over no nigga. Not over no nigga. You don't fight over no nigga. You don't fight another queen over no nigga. Because at the end of the day, when the nigga's gone, y'all still got to be queens. Y'all still going to be in the same ballroom. Y'all still going to see each other every function, every day, or whatever the case might be. Don't do no fighting. Jasmine got very, I understand, auntie. I said, Jasmine, no fighting. And when I get up there to tell James, I don't want you fighting because of a nigga. Now, fight because she disrespects you. That's something to fight for. That's your right to fight for, but not over no nigga. Quincy ran up to this motherfucking Malaya and gonna give her a video. So what's your problem? Bitch, what is her problem? What is you running up on a femme queen for? Like, you want to fight her. Over what? Not over no nigga. I know. And for one, you ain't got nothing to do with it because the child don't even see butch queens. He only sees femme queens anyway. So what is your stake in this? Because a Jasmine is in your house. Like I told him, Jasmine is in your house like Malaya is in my house. I'm not going to take up for Malaya and let her go and fight Jasmine. No, I love them both just the same, regardless of what the case might be, what house they in. But don't have them fighting, giving these motherfucking faggots a show. And these are two female figures. That's not what it's all about. So when I talk to Jasmine and I talk to Malaya, they squash it. But Miss Quincy seems like she got some animosity in the back of her. I don't give a fuck about Miss Quincy's animosity, and I don't care about any of that. I don't give a fuck about none of that, because if we two butch queens, if she wanted to see a fight, we could fight and see one together. Period.
And so what butch queen was they going at over?
I don't know.
Child, this is the best, honey. I be getting these girls, these carrying on over these butch queens, Miss Day. Butch queens is like a dime a dozen, Miss Day. They come and they motherfucking go, Miss Day.
If he's a butch queen, I don't know how they felt about it, but again, that is nothing for two female figures to be fighting over.
Maybe. They should have smothered him out like the butch queens do the femme queens.
Yeah, but still, they might have felt some kind of way about it, and I don't know how they felt about it. Somebody just hit me up and got her, Miss Quincy is bipolar.
Oh, shit.
Sophie.
I'm going to hurt y'all, girls. Y'all not going to do that to Quincy. Quincy is a nice person.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Quincy have never got into it like that. You know, that's,
everybody has their bipolar moments, honey. I'm bipolar too, bitch.
I never seen Quincy, but I don't understand how Quincy was just into. Quincy was on every page last night, but I knew when he got on my page that was the wrong page. That was the wrong page because I couldn't understand it. And James was right. I just lost it last night because Quincy just seemed to just, like she was out for blood or whatever she was out for. But my blood, she was not going to smell nor taste. It was not going to happen. Okay, but you're not going to stand up in front of me and tell me that you did not say it and me and Boogie Revlon is sitting right there looking at you. For what? Over a trophy, Miss Quincy? If these kids is out here having fun, let them have fun. But you go in it about a trophy? So, but Miss Nicole, I give Miss Nicole her motherfucking props. She walked all the way last night. And since it's a younger child, she's younger. She had a lot more mother. She had a lot more. She had a lot more to prove, and that's why she came and did.
Oh.
Okay, but I don't know why she's not up here tonight because his mama proved her point. She got what it takes. I mean, Nicole, an old girl like the rest of us, but she gave him what. She won it. And I, mind you, she went up against Mascuda, and Mascuda gave all what he had to give. It's just that Miss Nicole, she just, I don't know, it was a battle. It was a battle. I expected Derek to do much better than he did, but I don't think Derek was really feeling it.
You said she's an old girl like the rest of us. It's three young children up here.
It is.
Yes, it's me and my two young co-hosts. You said like we all, Mister. You know, I'm only 21.
Mother Yeehaw, please.
Honey, I'm not a day over 21, honey. Definitely.
Uh-huh, so that mean that when Miss Lorenzo had your ID and that Yeehaw, that you was 10.
Yeah, I was, Mister. You know, I was out stealing Yeehaws out of your ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what else happened at the mall? Because, you know, I'm more high-headed, honey. I'm not coming out for a minute, honey. I heard the children came out for realness, honey. The children came out for realness, honey.
Oh, yeah, they came out. They came out. I mean, it was a nice book.
Oh, I got a question. So what do you think about Brittany being Mother Herrera?
I don't think nothing about it. I mean, she's made a move to be mother of a house. She didn't go to be a child. I was at her function. I congratulate her. I mean, if that's where she wants to go and that's what she wants. Me and Marco have spoken. I was going to call his real name. Me and Faith, I have no problems with that. If y'all want to grow... And y'all gravitate to another house, a smaller house where y'all think y'all can control it and put it in the swing where y'all need to. I've been at Ebony for too many years. I'm not going nowhere. I don't care if they offer me grand poobahship anywhere else, which they have in other houses, but I'm not going anywhere. I like to stay where I'm comfortable at and where I deserve and belong to be. That's like you going to the house of Princess, Miss Kelly.
Oh, girl, I don't fit. It's not a good fit.
I don't fit nowhere else, and I'm a troublemaker. I got a big mouth. I like to fight. I like to start trouble. The best place for me to be is where my roots are at, is in the House of Ebony, period. And that's the way Brittany feels that she can give the House of Herrera what they need and what they want from her, and she feels that she has it, and I think that she has it too, and I think that's where she needs to go, if that's what's just her decision. That's still my sister Charlotte, that's still my niece. I love her down. And regardless of what the case might be, and we will never meet each other on the ballroom floor, so there's no animosity between us. And if she does meet up with her Ebony for best dress or whatever, I'm sure she's going to do what you got to do, and I advise Ebony to do the same. I just hope and I just want us to all play nice. That's it. I just want everybody to play nice. That's it.
Well, I can't wait to see what the Herreras are going to do in New York City, honey.
What are you? Why are you taking a hiatus for what, Kelly?
Well, I need a break, girl. I need to rest, girl. I'm just, it's been a long time. Cabbage, it's been 15 years, Cabbage, and I have been rapping and running for so many years. I need a little four month break.
I'm gonna tell you something, Kelly. I missed you last night at the ball. Miss Pussy was there. She gave her box and her beats. But Kelly, the ballroom is gonna miss you for a lot of reasons. And your kids are gonna need you. So don't give a hiatus now that you've made mother. And you're young and making mother, and now you want to take a break. That's not the time to take a break, sweetie.
No, I'm taking a break. You know, I'm the overall East Coast mother, but the overall mother told me that I need to take a break for some time. So I'm going to take a break for some time, and I'm going to sit down. And, you know, and me and my husband, we're doing a lot of different things. You know, I'm still interacting with my kids, but just not on the ballroom floor. Like me and all my kids and my grandkids, we went out ice skating this weekend. We went out to eat and things, and I'm doing things with them like that. All the kids were just here at my house. They just left before the radio show. I'm still interacting with the kids, but I'm just not, you know, I'm still running the house. I'm still having house meetings and doing things, but I'm just not doing the ballroom thing right now. I'm coming out. I came out to the Rumble last night. I dropped the kids off from around the corner at the ball. I came back after the ball, and I picked them up. The same thing I did at Brittany Ball. I dropped them off and took them out to the balls and everything, but I just need time to just to be Kelly instead of being Mother Mizrahi all the time.
Okay, well, if that's what you do, remember, in that absence, if there's not somebody there to be a voice for the Mizrahis, they're going to get lost.
Oh, no, they got a powerful voice, honey. They're going to be there, honey. And they're going to see, and the girls is about to see, you know, it's about to start getting warm and stuff. And say, the girls is going to start seeing the overall mother. She's going to be out, honey, and she got a powerful voice, honey. You know, her pocketbook is powerful, but her voice is powerful, too, and she's going to be out and around.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes. So, you know, Miss Jasmine will be out and about, honey. So, you know, they're going to be there. You know, they got Jack. And, you know, me and Audrey are just taking a break right now. Little Benji cut ringtail.
That's my Yahoo, sweetie. That's my Yahoo.
Now, I'm gonna fuck to a boy up. Oh, I love that Benji cut ringtone, honey. Yes, honey. I'm mad Mr. Cole's not up here because I want to hear how that bitch vogue down, Miss Thing. And I know that bitch got a story, Miss Thing. That
put your body down and lean in it, honey, and laid in that bed and went to sleep. Because she stretched all over the place. Between her and Miss Age, I don't know who put it in worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, child, yes, I did hear. Oh, yeah, they told me Miss Deja came out and vogued down Miss Thing, and her Charlie Willy Willy Walker from the Chocolate Factory came out.
Oh, shit.
Honey, hold on, y'all. Y'all stay right there. We got the caller. 401-390, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 401-390, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby.
What's good?
What's the D?
Chilling here with Yanni.
Computer, baby, or get a speakerphone. Hello? Hello, caller? Okay, I guess not. I guess he's gone, honey. I don't know what happened to him, honey. Somebody just hit me up and said, let me give you the real tea, honey. I don't know what real tea they talking about, honey. But any of the girls that buzz me on Yahoo Message and you is not switchboard, honey, tonight, honey. I don't know, honey.
Are they still buzzing you?
No, ain't nobody buzz me now, honey. I just blocked three girls, honey. I ain't playing with the children. If you ain't switchboard, don't buzz me. I'm blocking you, honey. That's all it is to it, honey. I'm just straight up blocking the children, honey.
Not on my Yahoo, Kelly. I don't know why. Send me a message, Kelly, on your Yahoo.
Hold on. I got you on Yahoo.
You're not showing up on my screen, and I don't know why. And I have a 17-inch screen, and you're not. Ow, there you are.
Ah, yes, honey. And I have a 27-inch Apple monitor, honey. She looks like I got plasma TVs, honey, in my house.
I'm surprised. Okay, there you are. Hey.
Yes, I am here, honey. You are loud, honey. Are you on, honey?
I got you.
Yes. Hold on. Yes, honey. Oh, wow. Honey, yes. Oh, my God. So, Jaquan is static. What are y'all doing? Talk to me. Make me feel wanted.
I'm on my way home.
You on your way home?
Yeah.
Where's that sexy husband of yours?
At home.
Oh, baby. Oh, Jay, what ball was we at?
When?
Where did I see him at? What ball did he come out and walk at?
North Carolina.
Oh, yes, honey. I wanted to jump his bones in North Carolina, honey.
Okay, Kelly.
Yes, baby.
Okay, that's enough.
Baby, honey, baby. He brought sexy back, honey. I know that's right. Honey.
Thank you.
Yes, he definitely
wore
sexy.
Somebody talk about, Raiden if you want to.
What'd you say?
Let somebody talk about Raiden.
Baby, go ahead, honey. Baby, you can talk about Raiden, honey. But baby, he brought sexy back, honey. Six pack abs. Ooh, it was just tight, all in the right places. How you doing? I see you. Ah. Honey, hold on. Hello.
I've woken up out my sleep. Auntie Cap, where's Cabbage Cap?
Right here, boo-boo.
Oh, my God. What was you going on? I was in my mouth. I smoked the blunt and was passing out. I didn't want to be bothered. And they calling my phone, and I come online, and you are going O-F-F-F-F-F-F. And I don't know what you were talking about.
What?
Going on tonight, y'all? Y'all was into it. I don't know, because everybody just called me telling me, call the show, but I don't know what's going on. And I get on the phone, and you orchestrating it. So what's the tea? Just tell me.
I don't know what Quincy went through last night.
See, I missed it. I wasn't there. I left. I got up. I gave Pussy her bracelets. I packed my things. I kissed my father on the cheek, and I walked straight out the building on the train and straight home. I didn't say bye to nobody. I don't know what happened. So I don't know what exactly happened yesterday between y'all.
Mistake? Well, we ain't going to talk about that, but we're going to say all that, Mistake. I want to talk about you, Mistake. Girl, they said you rolled into a coma last night, bitch.
Yeah, that's cute. But what happened, Cabbage? What happened? Because I don't understand you, right, Kelly? I bogged. That's why they were evolving. Because I had to crown Cabbage. And then it switched, and me and my father been talking about all day, Kelly the Cow, like, switched, and Brian Balenciaga, like, I don't know what happened.
You know, it wasn't even that, like, tell me what happened, Nicole. It seemed like at the end, it seemed like the beginning, he was at it. He was on it. And then it seemed like he got around. Child, I'm just over this bullshit.
Well, when Father said that to me, I felt like at the end, I didn't know what I was doing. When he did that war around the world on me, Cabbage, that's where I remember it. And I was
like, yeah, he was over it. And you know, let me tell you something. We all have our on days. It looked like you had a point to prove when you came out. But then after you had one, when after you got your first one, you got very, yeah, it was all right. But I'm just fucking, yeah, let one of them young girls get it. I just had something to say, and you said it, and you went on about your business. You didn't have no beef about it, and I don't blame you. You shouldn't have no beef about it. We're older girls, honey. We're not going to win everything. That young child, he had a point to prove, and he proved it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it? You didn't make it an easy task for him, which you shouldn't have. None of us should, because let these kids earn what they want and earn what they get. Let them earn it. Derek,
I don't know what Derek was doing. Like, Derek was like, yeah, I got a ball next week. I got other things on my mind. Derek seemed like he had another. He was in another world. He walked because he felt to walk, and it was his place to want to walk. But
well, my point was my outfit, Auntie. I got the outfit. I've never, if you ever realized, I never dressed like that or anything at the ball. Kelly, you have to see this outfit that I made at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't find out about the category until 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I was calling you. I found out about the category. I really was so amped and the effect that I wanted to walk out in there and this look that I was trying to have. I really gagged because, Cabbage, you know a lot about me. I've never been a boot girl. I've always been a Jordan girl or always a sneaker girl. I'm not too fond about that. You see me in the boot and everything, I'm feeling it. I've never been one of those. I will admit that to the whole world. I can't walk in them but so long, too.
Well, what you and Miss Deja must have came from the Bronx yesterday, darling, or from Manhattan, or come from Uptown. Bitch, y'all must have seen each other on the West Side Highway. And got, tonight is our night. We're going to make these bitches know it tonight. I am.
Somebody just hit me up and said, oh, so you must be getting ready for that
$5,000. Am I getting ready for that $5,000, or am I already ready for the $5,000?
I guess we're all ready then.
I look at anything or anybody, and I was telling this to Father, and this is why I'm going to Baltimore, and anything that opened up, remember back in the days with Cabbage and them was, oh, you know, because Cabbage is way. So when it wasn't, like, open to all, it would be Femme Queen Vogue Butch.
But I'm not way older than Webby.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you just had to attack back. It used to be Femme Queen Vogue Butch. Now that it's open to always, it has stopped. They have stopped even doing the category, and I started voguing. So whenever somebody put open to always, I actually always think that they think of me, and it should be me on the floor, so I go. So I'm going to go to Baltimore. I don't want to do anything else that says open to always because I had fun with it. But I still just have the major problem of how much as a female figure, and I guess I'm going to take the bullet and bite it because that's what I like to do is battle them between. So I guess I have to expect what they can give me sometimes.
Yeah, you have to. And just remember, the butch queens are not as soft as you, dear. They don't have titties.
Oh, but I locked, darling. I locked. I like that little battle you had at Britney Ball for your LSC. I like that. What's her name again?
Alexis.
I like that. That was a very old, classic school battle with y'all on the floor.
Again, Nicole, I expected for James to say something. When they ask for open to all, always, the young child is not always. She's bridging on new way with her headstands and her dips. It's just that her hand movements are old, but she is new way. Make no mistakes about it. If you wanted to make a discrepancy, you should have said, well, she's not old way. Think about it. She's not old way. She's new way.
I mean, we're talking about that. He did mention that tonight.
Said,
I never realized it at the ball, Cabbage, at all. Now you telling it to me, and when I'm going back, because first of all, when you know when the fielders start yelling and screaming, and the first battle went after that, the way they was chanting my name, I got nervous that I wanted to take off my boots. I wanted to vogue in my sneakers.
Take off your boots.
Huh?
I told you to take off your boots.
Right, but Father said no because he was living for the whole effect thing. If I would have took off my boot, make no error, I loved that was a nice battle. He vogues down and he turned it, but he wouldn't have gotten me. That wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have allowed that to happen. And he's cute, but I got some tactics for them cute things. He turned it. That last dip, that's all I remember. So he did turn it. But them boots, I'm not a boot girl, so that was real uncomfortable. But it is what it is. I put a lot of work into that in a matter of hours. So, yes, I was mad. I left, and I had nothing.
You should have had your black Jordans laying to the side.
It was under Father's chair, Cabbage. It was there before the category started.
You put them on.
When he said, no, leave your boots on.
And then that you feel comfortable, those boots were going to get in your way because you couldn't move as fast as you wanted to in those boots because you had to make sure that your
boots were brand new and they all scuffed up and messed up and everything now. To the shoe shop it goes.
And you should have knew because you couldn't get your footage as quick as you wanted to when you wanted to go into your dip. Remember you had the delay.
Yeah, work, Cavis, work. You watch as a performance, and you're a performance girl. Work, because I can't remember, I can't see it, but I remember feeling like that. So, yes, 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 absolutely, yeah.
Dip, you melted in, and your second dip, you couldn't get in because the boots was in your way. I told you, Kelly, take the boots off. I said to you, Nicole, take the boots off. You already proved your point about your outfit. You don't have to prove the outfit no more. Get out there and prove your performance now. Take the boots off. Me and Quincy and motherfucking Ricky was sitting right there. Take the damn boots off.
Oh, God, Mom.
You could take the boots off, Mama. That's how you were going to be able to get into your dip, and that would have helped your catwalk.
Yes.
The boots was pulling your catwalk away from you because you couldn't crop as low as you needed to with that big ass.
And that stiletto boot, and it was a heel, Kelly.
It was a heel, Kelly.
I know, that's right, baby. But Nine West got our size on For the Road, Nicole.
Oh, we are. Y'all said that before. I remember something like that, and I went there, and that's not true. So I'm not embarrassing myself and going back there again.
It just is today.
I remember y'all telling me that before a while back, and I went to that. I remember. And no, they don't. And remember, it's the wide. It's not so much the length, it's the width.
But you know how you get over that? You get you some wet newspaper and you put in the toe of it and you put a shoe tree in it for 2 days.
Yeah, everybody, America, that is an old potion that she just put out. I can't believe you just said that. I never heard of that one. How, what?
You get wet newspaper, you push it in the toe, and then you get you a shoe tree. Push the shoe tree in it. It doesn't damage the leather. It just widens the front so you're able to stick your toe in it and keep. Remember, Nicole, I wear 5'6.5-7. So I have a narrow foot. So I can wear women's shoes. But when the toe is so narrow, you get you some wet newspaper and you stuff that shoe tree in it and leave it in there for 2 days right before you wear it. Then what you do is you get you some shoe polish and you polish over the shoes to make them real refined and make the leather soft. Bitch, your toe will fit in like a bedroom slipper.
Wow.
Bust me, Mama. I'm telling you, it'll fit in there like a bedroom slipper. And there's two Nine West on Fordham Road, so you might be going to the wrong one. It's the one after the train station, after Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, the big outlet, the outlet store.
Right. That's the one you want to go to, Nicole.
Oh, see, I haven't been up on that way at Fordham since I moved from up there. I don't really shop up there. I don't go no further than the concourse, and I go back down to Webster.
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch.
I don't go across the concourse towards Jerome. You know, that's the area you go at night.
You don't like the Spanish dykes no more, huh?
Here we go. Who else is on this phone? I heard some guys.
Static. And Static is on the line.
Oh, that's what's
hey.
Up. Then who else?
And Jaquan.
I don't know Jaquan, but I know Swag.
What's that?
Hi, Jaquan. Hi,
hey.
Swag. What's going on?
Ain't shit in the house, fool.
Now, the girls sent me some
show.
More tea about this situation with the Malaya and the Jasmine. They said Malaya wanted to fight because the Butch Queen was her wife. Honey, and then he came back to Malaya, honey, and then Maya wanted to jump Miss Jasmine in the village last. So she went back to him and Jasmine was calling his phone, and so that's why the girls wanted to fight.
Okay,
y'all didn't just leave
I like the tea thing and everything, and it's older, everything. I'm not sure of what went down, but now I'm going to speak about that. We're going to debt that all right there. Everything that they're talking about, Cabbage, is all ignorant, arrogance, and it's stupid. It does not make any fucking sense at all. They are not going to do nothing to Jasmine. Jasmine is not going to do nothing to them, and this is over. It don't make any sense. I don't even wish to discuss this. We got to, Kelly, I'll tell you who we're talking about, the boy. This is not, we're not going to do this.
Well, baby, they just disrespected him. They just said he was somebody's wife, Miss Sally.
Make my point. So we're not going to sit here and admire and Malaysia, if they are, if they are sending messages and passing their back and everything, they are being ignorant and arrogant, and they need to stop. Jasmine is a child compared to them, and not on their level. And if Jasmine is the one that's doing it, I will take care of Jasmine just as soon as I get the phone. But I spoke to her about it, and it's just, it's a bunch of drag queen stuff, and it shouldn't be taken to no fighting. It's just snap your hand, swing your hair, oh, girl, I got him now. That's it. It's simple shade.
Listen to me, Nicole. I spoke to Malaya last night, and I spoke to Jasmine. Jasmine said, I don't want to fight nobody over this boy.
And she know better.
Jasmine said to me, I do not want to fight nobody over this boy. I said, Jasmine, you're too young. You're a pretty girl. You're a female figure.
Savage catch. Jasmine is, when you think about Miss Boo Boo Ashley, she's very that. And she's a strong-minded person. She heard what you said, and trust me, she didn't come there with that. I don't want to jump the gun and say that Malaysia and Maya is passing the messages because the girls would be messy. But I do know for a fact that Jasmine did not come there with that. She actually asked me to come to the ball because of that, but because I got all wrapped up in the category, and it was so minor to me, I didn't think that you would argue with Quincy and y'all would be, I didn't think that that would come from such a jigger, the boy, the tall boy, that the tranny lover. Are you serious?
Them both, and neither one of them wanted to fight over that. I'm telling you, neither one of them wanted to fight over that. I talked to Malaya first, and I said, Malaya, what is you doing? She goes, bro, Auntie, I don't want to fight over no boy. It's just that Quincy keeps coming to me, and when I said to Quincy, stay out of that femme queen stuff. That is not for us to be in there. Don't stay out of that femme queen stuff, boy. And Quincy got very, okay, and he left it alone. I had not spoke to Miss Maya, but Miss Maya was running around having a good time, so I don't even know how Miss Maya or any one of them got into it, because Maya was not over there when Quincy and Malaya were getting into it. I went over to Jasmine. I said, Jasmine, what's wrong? Jasmine said, they want to fight me over this boy. I said, they do not want to fight you, because I just talked to Malaya. Malaya does not want to fight you over that. Foxy told Malaya, stay in this corner. Do not go nowhere. Sit your ass down. And Malaya stayed still. Jasmine stayed on one side. They did not go through no more with that about that.
Well, I know the situation word for in debt, and I know everything on it. And the big thing about the difference between me and everybody else is I'm not going to discuss it. I'm going to label it. No one is going to touch Jasmine. She does not want to fight anybody for anybody that wants to know. Nor do Jasmine care about the situation. She's a very strong-headed girl like her sister, believe it or not. She's not ignorant like that. Now, she may feed into it. That's the drag queen thing. And no one should get involved. That drag queen stuff will pass. Malaysia is a coming in of being a femme queen, my opinion about that. And she got the tranny lover, and she's feeling cute. Let her get her LIFE with her experiences. She will also learn. And moving right along, this should not be brought up and made out of there. And there's not going to be no blows going. Please, let's not do that, because then I'm going to be coming to blow some blows. It's no blows, no blows. We don't need to go there. Jasmine doesn't want to fight nobody. And I hope Maya is not entertaining this. Now, if Malaysia's feeling it, I'm not going to read her. Her being coming into this, you know, life, her getting so much stress, it'll make a girl, you know, go off. I'm a very fair person. She probably feeling it. Okay, but I hope no one is pumping her no more than that. Let's just keep it at that. It's drag queen shade. You learning all about when you grow up. You coming up. It's, you know, throw your hair, flap your nails, take your drink, walk off. You know, it's called drag queen shade. It doesn't have to go no further than that.
Hold on, Nicole. We got a caller. 917-651, you're live on the recap show.
Yeah, I hear all of that shit, but let's talk about Father Shamel Mizrahi. What you feel about him leaving your house?
Me?
Yeah, what you feel about Shamel leaving your house?
It's 2008.
Shamel,
hold on. Hold on, Nicole. It is 2010. And it is a new year on the radio show. Ms. Rahi's issues will not be dealt with on the radio show this year. Thank you, caller. Have a good night. That was last year. It's a whole new year. Okay. Next caller, if I have one. Okay, Addie. Baby.
But,
I'll be an outlet
for the Mizrahis to vent their frustrations, honey. We do it right then and there when it happens, so it don't have to go on the radio show. 215-681, you're live on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How y'all ladies doing today, fellas?
Oh, wait, that's Ivonian.
No, that's not Ivonian. Sorry.
Who is Mike?
Mike, I am a capital P, though. How y'all doing?
A capital P? What is
prestige? You see, you sound like one. All right, I'm close.
Yeah.
So prestige.
Yes, how you doing?
What's going on with the prestige down there in Philadelphia?
Well, I'm letting everybody know, come to the Prestige 20th anniversary. The House of Prestige will be shutting down for good.
Oh.
And Ivonian will be a con. So.
And he will be a what?
A con.
Oh,
yeah, I knew it had to be con because it couldn't have been Ebony.
Why would he want to go to the House of Ebony? Like, come on.
Well, that's what they were saying, that he was, I couldn't know, I wouldn't know, because I know
why
that.
Why would Ivonian go to anywhere? Where's that? He's Ivonian sitting right next to you, isn't he? What is this, a publicity stunt? What's this about?
Ivonian lives across town now, and I live, like, across another state.
Okay, so you call her and tell her to come into the show and tell us her business. Because
thank you.
I'm not
goodbye now. Goodbye.
That.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ivonian's online, honey. I'm going, hold on.
That don't make cabbage. What do you mean? Like, how could you say Ebony or anything to Ivonian? We've always known him to be with nobody in that house. Like,
remember, Ivonian just went to the House of Escada.
Well, that
hold on. Okay, honey,
I just
wait, hold on. I just sent Ivonian the number to the radio show, and I told him to call in because I need to talk to him. He's online on Yahoo, honey. So, Switchboard, see if you can get us an extra half an hour if it's possible. I know it's a little late, but I need Ivonian to call in here, honey. I need to get the tea. Ivonian's going to be a call. Where's Miss Beverly called at, honey? Miss Beverly, call in here, Miss Beverly, honey. I need to get the tea. Also, the 20th anniversary, the House of Prestige is going to close, and he's coming out at.
What a lovely 20th anniversary. Wow. We have a lot to look forward to.
And he's as a con. Oh my God! I hit him up on Yahoo. Maybe he hit me back. And I need to get the motherfucking E mistake. So I need to move him out of my prestige thing and close. Okay, we got to add it 30 minutes, honey. I need to move all the prestige. These prestiges that 007s is in my list. Please, when y'all change it, when y'all find out what house y'all going to, please hit me up so I can move y'all to our new section, to the next section. 646-667, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Look at you just sitting there listening, not wanting to say anything. Cabbage, you know who that is?
Who?
That's Ms. Rain. Look at you, quiet. Why you ain't hang up, girl?
What?
Hello? Rain?
Rain, Key, what's going on? She good?
Miss Ray gags, honey. But if you're on the phone lines, honey, feel free to definitely press 1. We are have another extra half an hour, and we are taking callers. I got a D.C. caller, 202-390. You're live on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Baby, get off speakerphone. Hello? Okay, next caller, we have one.
Caller, please.
And you know what we need to do for the new for this new year, Miss Thang? This is what we need to do for the new year of the radio show. We just need to start growing balls or growing clits, Miss Thang, and stop calling here with spoof numbers and changing their voice and just be a bold bitch and call here and say what the fuck they motherfucking feel, bitch. Your opinion is your opinion, just like everybody has a motherfucking asshole. Everybody has a fucking opinion. Nobody cannot kill you or beat you for your motherfucking opinion.
And when you talk with opinions and say what you want to say, you label like cabbage, and that's the trouble.
Oh, please.
Never afraid to say whatever she needs to say.
I'm on 917-337. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 917-333.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Hi, who's
hey,
this?
What's up? Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, baby, who is this?
This is Justin Susan Kahn.
Hi. Hi, Susan. How are you? I like the way you swirled all over that floor yesterday. That was pretty good. I like that.
Thank you so very much.
Congratulations. You look really good.
Thank you. I was so grateful to win, too. Like, I was really humble. It was a pleasure to battle all the people I did, especially Deja. I had a really good time, and I enjoyed myself. I'm actually calling in, though, to comment on the issue or the supposed issue between Jasmine and Malaya. Just a real quick comment. Malaya, we've been friends for 2 years. We're very intimate and close to one another. Also very close to the whole issue. I just had to say one thing, because I kind of was catching bits and pieces of comments that were being made. Malaya, I can say one thing. Malaya is totally unbothered, totally not even involved, and has no, like, there's no animosity. There's no really even concern that she's put into this. As far as what everybody else may think, I'm very close to her. Hello?
That's Cabbages. That wasn't shade to you. That's her damn Yahoo.
I turned it down.
I didn't know if it had, like, if the phone disconnected. No, that's, and I don't think it's, like, even an issue worth highlighting, because it's really insignificant
exactly.
In both of those young women's lives. It's insignificant. They both are doing really good for themselves. They're lovely. I'm so proud of Malaya. She's done something that was very courageous and beautiful, and she's staying true to herself. Like, you know, it all seems kind of like just ignorant to me, but I just want to speak on her behalf, because she's one of my closest friends, and I don't have a lot of close friends.
I respect that. That's over you, the way you broke that down, but I don't think that it has anything to do any of it. It's drag queen shit, and most likely, probably both of them, it's in pieces. But I can definitely speak for Jasmine, because it's my little sister, and I've watched her raise from 5 years old. She has no. It's not that serious, and I know exactly what's going on. The girls is making it that serious, and you know they're passing it because they like a good drag, you know, drama. Jasmine, Malaya just coming into. That's what that's all about. And it probably is things being said, but what I'm saying is that it's never going to go further than those things, because it's not that serious, and just like you said, it's nothing to even be highlighted about. You know, it's not at all. So I don't even want to hear. I please, with all due respect to everybody, don't bring that shit to me. No one is going to touch Jasmine. No one is thinking about Malaysia and bothering them. No one. So it's not. We're not taking any concern, and no one else shouldn't.
Great. Exactly, my point exactly. Anyway, again, thank you. I always am grateful to be on the show. You all have a wonderful night. Cabbage, I love you. Grams, I love you. Nicole, always
okay.
Love you.
See you.
Susan.
I had fun with you yesterday.
Susan.
Yes.
Did you fix your situation?
Oh, I'm about to do that now. I was waiting until later, to tonight to do it. So, yeah, I'm about to do that
okay,
now. Thank you so much.
It's done.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Grams. Love you all.
Love you. I'm
right here.
You're there.
You all pushed it off. Why you push it off?
I'm already in.
Can you hear me?
Yes
I
can.
What's going on?
What's that, Alvernia? We've been friends for years. Who's the sidekick that came to announce your departure from the only house that I've known you ever really be in to go to a whole new different?
No, I'm not going to the house, but I am retiring this year.
Yeah, right.
I
heard that before, too, though.
I know, but I'm really serious this year. It's really, when you get so much older and older, it's time to really just settle down and relax.
Look.
She has got a new husband.
Oh, so, right? Oh, that's cute. You hit the jackpot. You work at this. That's what's going on.
Alvernia.
Y'all, it's crazy.
Husband,
your phone, you don't change your numbers on the girl too, so that means that you must have got something different going on.
I always got something different going on.
Alvernia must got something about 1718. I remember how homeless Joey was.
I'm gonna fuck Cabbage up.
Cause Cabbage will go back and make you gag.
Okay.
You're retiring, Alvernia. Why all the kids are leaving?
Because I told him I was closing the house down this year in a couple of months, or June.
Ivonia, why would you call?
You wake up because look, I was at the ball in Philly, and you had to hear, see them cabbage. They was in there deep, and China's the mother, and Malika is the New York mother. I don't know if I'm saying her name right.
Marquita,
yeah. The one that they hit, her member hit her in her house, that her, she was this, so I thought that she was actually, like, rebuilding, like, a whole generation, and now you retiring. I don't understand.
Well, I would keep it open, but I don't have nobody to run it, so I wouldn't want them to run it in a hole, so I might as well just close it down, let them do their own thing.
Alvin, how could you say that?
Yes, Cabbage, get him.
Alvin, how could you say that?
These kids, they not responsible. I know they not going to do the things I was doing.
Alvernia, but they don't have to do the things that you were doing. Times have changed. These kids changed the times. How are you going to take the House of Prestige away from them and close it because you can't handle it? Let them handle it and you oversee it. What is the problem? I don't see. So what you're doing, you bailing out on your kids.
In the name of the house that you have had around forever.
You built the House of Prestige and the house. Remember, I'm going to take you where you need to be. You made Miss Adrian what she was. Zanadini, remember that?
Here she go.
Do you remember that, Alberta? You need to tell me that you want to see me and close the House of Prestige as many times as you have opened it back the fuck up and got it running the way you had it running for so many years. Now you going to bail out on your kids?
Well, listen, she's giving us history.
What does that say about you, Alvernian? Think about all the money you have put into that house, how many balls you have thrown, how many bricks you've thrown at the penitentiary, and you still come back out and open the House of Prestige, and now because you feel that you're too old.
Oh, shit. Is that what it is?
Close the house? So you mean to tell me, so man should do the same thing? Man should bail out on the House of Prodigy just because he just feels that he wants to run his own life. Why don't you get somebody else with responsibility to run the house the way you ran it in the same act, but not the same way you ran it? Alvernia, you are one person. There are other kids out there to run that house. If them kids have balls to get up on this motherfucking radio station with me, Kelly, and Miss McCall on here, and plead your motherfucking case. Fuck me, what makes you think that there's no kids responsible to run the house?
And you've always been a private dancer for so long. I don't even know why you even entertaining the thought of this, because you've always been a private dancer. You will be the only one in that house by yourself still popping it for years since I was a little boy. Oh, my God. So I'm gagging that this is all a big thing, especially now that you actually have a handful or two handful of people from, I think they were talking about Chicago, I heard. I'm not sure. Somewhere, but you got enough people. Why would, I don't understand.
And he done dragged this house from Philly to Virginia, back to Baltimore, D.C., back to Philly, and you growing with the house, and it's one of the bigger houses and one of the more prestigious houses in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia's scene is so small now and so not well organized. But I run in with you and man there and a whole bunch of others. Maybe y'all need to go back. Look what happened to the House of Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened to the House of Jadu. I'm going to take you even further back.
History time, everybody. Listen up.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? So you're giving up. You're giving up on the town that you live in, that you was raised, where you learned everything from. Remember, it was you. Taffy, Kwame, y'all was about the only girls that was first coming to motherfucking New York. What happened, Alvernia? You done lost all sight of what you really wanted? Come on.
Yeah, I understand.
Come on, Alvernia. That's a bunch of bullshit. And let me tell you something. Look, regardless of what the case might be, if you went to Philly, one thing you were sure that you wanted to see, come Penn Relay weekend, was the House of Prestige. Now, what would you want to tell me that the House of what has taken the place of the House of Prestige?
You know what, Alvernia, do you want to know the truth? I'm going to have to call it out. I wouldn't be me. I just think that nobody is talking, and you are really upset, and you need to be up on the map. So you came up with this crazy idea because you probably were sitting next to somebody that was smoking weed, and you got this contact, and you said to and they said you said you was closing the house, so the other one of your sidekicks got on the radio, and they called in here and they told us you closed the house, knowing that we would gag. That's like saying somebody died that we really really close to. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's one of those saying that, and then Kelly had to directly go mint to you. So now you're gonna say he had degree. I've already cut it out. You ain't leaving prestige. What? That don't make sense.
Now, Alvernia, you know that you and me been girlfriends. You and my sister, Miss Tyrone, been girlfriends, roommates, and the whole 9 yards. We know how many stunts that you pull, Alvernia. We done heard you close the house, mm-hmm. and you close the house, and then the next...
Moved to Baltimore, and did this, and just this, your very worst name. I've known you since I was a little boy in Southern Boulevard, so I know, like, all right, but to say you leaving prestige is almost like to say, like somebody died. Like, what? That don't make sense.
Alvernia, nobody don't even know your real last name, except for me and a couple other girls. Prestige. Now, how all of a sudden is Alvernian Prestige is going to die? Are you just going to retire? Are you going to, what, you going to move up to Upper Darby somewhere and just, what, Alvernian?
Well, I live in Jersey now. I just moved last week.
Okay, you lived in Jersey before.
Oh, he's in Jersey. He's getting closer. Watch out, booty bandit. Definitely a booty bandit.
So, the young child probably lives somewhere at the Willenborough or in Camden, some little piece of chain.
A booty bandit. He would go across the ocean for some booty. He loves the booty bandit.
She's some little boy that Ms. Alvernia done hooked up with.
Yeah.
But you'll be, the child will be walking all the way. Then we'll know what it is.
All right, well, okay, could you retire after March 6th? Are you coming to the old way, boy? Please say yes.
She's walking.
Oh, shit, work up.
I'll be here.
She's walking. She's probably going to bring her ex-husband with her. Because I'm Joey Vogelite. That's who taught Joey how to vogue.
History time, people.
That's who taught Joey Revlon how to vogue. Right along with all the fighting that they did, they always make sure that they got a practice session in. Holes in the door, holes in the wall, but Joey be down there playing the beat, Ms. Alvernia be right down there voguing with him when Alvernia was living in South Philly. Hello, Ms. Alvernia.
Oh, you taking it back?
History time, people. History.
How old was Joey when you first met him? 16 going on 17? 17. That boy has
Hello?
Been...
Hello?
After fight.
Hello,
yes,
can y'all hear me? Well, Alvernia, I don't think you should retire just yet, honey, because it's going to be a $5,000 Oldway category coming real soon to a ballroom near all of y'all Oldway girls.
Oh,
all right.
So you don't say all right. You say all right like you were on the table with Terrell at the Mark Ballroom, and y'all broke that table down as Curtis was bringing it down with the kufi and the Gaultier outfit on. You mean it like that, because that's how I want it. $5,000.
Miss Alvernia ain't going nowhere. As long as Miss Alvernia can motherfucking get that hair performance in the gather garland and get that spin, you know, she might not dip all that much, but when she get that twist going and that motherfucking hand moving and shaking,
it's hard to catch her.
It's hard to catch her, honey. Okay, she know that Miss Alvernia got a stunt. He got a new femme queen. Either it's a new date or it's a new femme queen. Alvernian, you think that you want to be father of New Jersey, Miss Alvernian?
No, his China is the mother, but China is supposed to be the overall mother. Let me give it to you. And then Marquita is supposed to be the Philadelphia mother. But I never heard nothing about a father because I didn't think he was being the father with them. So I didn't know, but that's exactly. So would you like to elaborate and tell us the structure of what you are about to destroy?
Y'all, Nicole, you is too much.
We go back like bamboo earrings. Break me down.
I love you, Dale.
Break me down. Tell me the structure. Like, how does exactly do that go? No, seriously, because I did see them over there, and I gagged because I didn't know that you were building that back up like that. I didn't see. So I gagged to see, okay, Marquita's the Philadelphia mother. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And China is the overall mother.
Mm-hmm.
So you done built all of that up, and now you're ready to retire, so you're ready to close it all down. Won't you leave the house today, man?
Because it's not working the way he would like it, because he thinks that it's supposed to be in his day, and it's not that day no more. And them queens are moving different from Ivernian, and I kind of seen that at the ball, because he was going yelling a lot at them. But like you said,
ooh,
they can't be
up in me.
Oh, yes, darling. I never miss a beat, okay? I kind of got into that, and he was really gagging at them, that they even were debating loudly with each other. But like you said earlier, Cabbage, he can't make it what he added. Only thing he can do is oversee it and let them kids go ahead and do it. It's a different era now. And he probably wants it to be all stern, so now he's probably getting over it and just want to just give it up. Am I right?
Something like that.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit.
Shit. Oh, shit.
I just got the tea. Somebody in Philadelphia. Miss Alvernian is pulling a stunt. She got a new femme queen or something. I'm telling you. It's a new femme queen or a butch queen with a lot of body or something. I'm telling you, Miss Alvernian got a stunt. That bitch ain't giving up the house of prestige. You crazy? Miss Alvernian, you're...
Honey, that's like to pull milk from a...
Honey, I'm telling you, my...
You walking on Sandy, Nicole?
Ooh. Surprise, surprise. Just please come. In fact, everybody come. This is going to be a memorable moment. Please come.
I'm not even walking, honey.
I would love to be there. I'm running as a walker.
Alvernian is walking, trust me. I know I'm walking.
Around me this time.
What ball is on Saturday?
Derek's ball. I was thinking about what you was going to do about that.
Girl, I'm not coming out to a ballroom there. Nobody, no time soon, honey. Girl, I'll see the girl.
So
you're going
to have them put it on the camera and send it to you?
They're going to give me the tea, honey. I'll drop my kids off, Miss Thang, in front. I'll drop my kids off around the corner.
You gonna wish you was in that building for this, honey.
I'll drop my kids off on 145th Street, 8th Avenue, and come back, and Lenox Avenue, and come back across the bridge.
So you knew exactly where the place at.
Yes, I know exactly where the place is at. Nicki Minaj, I'll be upstairs in my hotel room at the Milan Ball, and I'll be sending my kids downstairs. I will not be in the Grand Ballroom. I'll be upstairs in my hotel room all night long. I'll be sending my kids down for their category. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ivernian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you going to bring the mother and stuff of your house up here to New York to the Milan Ball? Because maybe you should just go pulling one of them individually out there and taking them by your hip and teaching them. Maybe you should take that. Maybe you should pay all of us and take one and pull them to your hip and show them. And if it's the mother or if it's the chapter mother, whichever one you think qualifies, and take it like that, and so that you won't be frustrated or annoyed with all the other different chaos, because kids are going to be kids.
Nicole, it's not even that. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
He has four or five butch queens right now in his house.
Uh-oh.
That can, one of them, you should make a godfather or groom him on his way to taking your place, Alvernian. Not for you to back up and retire, for you to be able to oversee. Just like, you got to give it up sometime. Dre had to come down.
I'm getting there. You don't. Okay, Auntie, I got it. You are so selfish that you don't even want to give your position to anybody. So if you don't do it, it's closed.
Now that I can believe.
Oh, shit.
I can believe that nobody can do the job that he can do, but you got to give somebody a chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them make their mistakes, Alvernian. It happens. But you cannot close the House of Prestige, and where you... So then, after 4 or 5 months, your kids separate and go to different houses and different places, and they're not doing up to their potential. How are you going to feel about it then?
Or go to a different house and become what you gave them the foundation of, and you gag, you close yours, and they're building somebody else's.
Okay, then.
It's all right, I'm making it.
Cut it out. Whoever's smoking around Arvonian, stop smoking around him. He don't smoke and stuff.
Arvonian, ain't no Arvonian smoking, honey. Arvonian been around worse than the girl smoking. Always kept a clear head. Arvonian does not want to give that position up to nobody else because he doesn't feel nobody else can do it. But how are you going to know if anybody else can do it if you do not give somebody else a chance to do it? That young man came up here on this line, again, I'm going to repeat, with me, Kelly, and motherfucking Nicole on here to defend you.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you think that he can do the job that you can do? If you show them the way, why can't they do it?
You're right. I just got it. You are right. Because notice, there's mother, there's chapter mother, there's kids, but there's no father. He does not want to get, he wants, and he can't be the father with them. You're right. So she's right, Alberti. So maybe you just wanted to hear somebody else's opinion because you father keep a clear head. So I know you have to know that the real reason is you don't want to sit back and tell a mother and a father what to do of your house.
But that's what they call overseers, Arvonian, and that you deserve to be.
Hell yeah, oh my God, from excellence on down is prestige. Oh my God, used to spell it so over. I think that's how I learned how to spell the word. That and excellence and something else when you would go to the Now. Remember that, Cabbage, because you was on the tape pulling something here. That at the Now, you could go there and Arvonian would spell out these houses and you would leave there spelling the word. And that's how I learned to spell.
I can take Arvonian even further back than that. I remember when Arvonian used to be in the house. Remember, him and my sister, Ms. Tyrone Excellence, used to be roommates. Miss Arvonian used to get downstairs, play a beat, and go through his chants. Arvonian would remember his chants off the top of his head. He would practice his chants in the living room, and we could hear him all the way upstairs.
Kelly, ask some people, Kelly. Get that chat room talking. Tell them what do they want to know about Arvonian. Arvonian's on the damn phone. We're going to get this man something. Give him what he wants. Well, Arvonian is on the air, and he is talking ridiculous. Where are some people at?
Also, we got a caller, 313-608. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? Hey, Nicole. What's up, Cabbage?
Hi, baby.
Hey Arvonian.
How you doing? Who this?
Hey, I'm Vermeer.
This is Eric Supreme Eminence. Have you lost your rabbit ass mind?
That's what I'm talking about. That's right.
And Kelly and Nicole, Albernia, don't you have and y'all? He got prestigious all up and through the Midwest. And don't
that's
you have a black
Chicago, right?
Well, no, not Chicago. He had prestige all in Kentucky.
Okay.
He has a father, black prestige in Ohio, right, Alvernia?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You bumped your head or something. Somebody
well, want to know why he has it down in those areas? Because he know that they can't take his power. Cabbage is filling it all. That's why. Because why don't he have a father for Philadelphia, one of his home where it started.
Why Arvonian ain't become grandfather yet?
Hey, but Kelly, I wanted to say, y'all doing a recap show, right, before
yeah.
I get back on Arvonian. Kelly, I wanted to let everyone know that Mother Janice Mizrahi had the Detroit Awards Ball this past weekend. The ball was excellent. Excellent. We had so much fun. All the categories were called, all the cash was given out, and it was a fun atmosphere once again for the Midwest and in Detroit area. So I just wanted to congratulate Janice on a successful and absolutely fun ball. Selvin served on the microphone, and it was a great ball.
I didn't even know Janice was having an awards ball this weekend.
You wouldn't, from what you've been through this weekend.
Yeah, it was the Detroit Awards Ball. It was this Saturday.
Oh, damn. I needed to be in Detroit. I love Detroit, honey.
Really?
I love myself some Detroit, honey. Oh, my God.
You poor girl.
Bitch. Oh, big shout out to JD's. How you doing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. Oh, here go your girlfriend again, Nicole.
646-667. You're live on the air.
Mistake. That bitch is falling out, Cabbage. Wait, Kiki, are you going to speak? Miss Kelly, you know exactly who that is. You will fall out.
Kiki, you ain't going to speak to me, Kiki.
She's gagging because she got into listening to the show. You know, she's not into that. She got into this thing be going off up in the house, up on this show, really fucking carrying on. So she be amped listening to the show. She don't speak. I love you, girl. Call
well,
me.
I got to give a big shout-out to Miss Kiki. I guess Nicole will tell me who she is offline, honey. You know what?
How many Kikis do you know?
Uh-oh, Cabbage is about to spill it. Come on. Now, Kiki, that is Cabbage saying it now.
How many Kikis do you know?
I don't know, girl. I got so many. I know so many fucking people, honey, girl.
She's a Brooklyn Kiki.
Let me go to the houses for you. Milan.
Oh, yes. Hey, Kiki, bitch.
Okay.
I'm going to see you, girl. But I know we'll meet up, and we'll meet up again at Free Thursday nights at motherfucking Esquilinas, honey. Have my cocktail by the bar. How you doing, Kiki?
Okay, now she know who that is. Because they told me about them.
Yes, me and her bones be having our cocktails down. How you doing, sister? Big shout out to my sister, Kiki. How you doing? 716-390. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cabbage.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hello, Switchboard. How y'all doing out there? This is Two-Way. And I come from the House of Prestige. I'm a Mizrahi now, but Alvernia, what, you got a snack? And you ready to shut it down all over again? I know you. I know you, Daddy. You do probably have something up your sleeve, though. Did you hit your head in North Carolina? Y'all is crazy. You was the first real house that I was really in coming out of Buffalo, New York. And I'm down here in Atlanta now, but I still love to come to see when it come down to coming to the Dorian Corey's Awards Ball. Where I'm going to go to? It ain't going to be it again? You ain't going to have it?
Everybody press one. Give Alvernia what he wants. He wants to be going off. He wants some people to come up here and read him. That's what he wants.
I remember when I was a Prestige and we went to Detroit and we had 18 chapters that did step out and come Grand March. That was a long Grand March, but I still got the tape and it was hot.
And it was a long time ago because he don't want to move.
So rethink about you stepping away from the scene and closing the house down.
I will.
But I still love you, Daddy.
I love you too.
Hi, what two way? How you doing?
Two way, three way, four, five way, six way. Ooh.
I'm fuck this bitch up and say this bitch is a key, honey. Tackle, honey.
Oh God. Oh, Alvernia. And maybe you should. I'm pretty sure you got my number stored in your phone, so you can call me. I don't have your new number.
Attic, are you still there, Saturday?
Yeah, I'm here just getting in.
Chime in, honey. Cut these motherfucking girls off, mistaken. Chime in, honey.
No, you getting in. You getting into Alvernia. What you think? You think it's a hoax? He came up here to get us started or something? Tell us your truth,
Twag.
Oh,
shit.
What you think? Alvernia is right
there.
I
don't think that's the tea.
All right, what's the tea?
What's the tea?
Well, you have you a radio host and you're an analysis and you sitting here analyzing the situation. Tell me what you gathering. Cabbage just gave everybody history. I hope y'all just listen.
Okay. That's what I was getting into.
Let me ask you a question.
I was looking at the chat.
Oh God, here she goes.
You need to get what happens. How much time we got left? Five prestiges need to call in. So, Ms. Alvernia, whoever's sitting next to you, the femme queen who's sitting next to you that's laughing, she needs to call five prestiges and have them call in and tell which one, who do you think would be best to be the next father to take over Alvernian's place? I bet you me and one of them going to call in.
You know what? I am.
Oh, shit. You do that, baby, and you get back to us. Come on, Pop Tino.
Call in. If you can get, let me tell you how Alvernia got these kids. None of them will talk against Alvernia. Hold on. Do y'all want another 30 minutes?
Yes.
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 Miss Jasmine, I'll pay for it myself. Yes.
Thank you. And could you come on and tell us what you know about the House of Prestige? Ebony, go wake Tappa. Tell her to come on for a cigarette break and tell Alvernia something.
You know what I'm getting ready to do? I'm getting ready to call.
Alvernia something. Because Alvernian, that is sis/brother. He used to be my ex-date. I'm telling y'all. It's something going on.
Oh, hold it there. I'm about to get jealous on this phone.
I'm going to call down to Baltimore and get my sister, Ms. Alexandra, on this phone and let her read your ass for points.
Oh, Alexandra, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Alexandra used to be a motherfucking...
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Cabbage?
Right here.
Where the hell did you go? You said Alexander used to be, and that was that?
Alexander used to be a Jadu. When Alvernia was at first started the House of Prestige, when there was only 11 of them. I remember when they had a meeting in Acres. Okay. Butter was in no house.
Oh, whoever that person next to Alvernian, they know the tea. You hear them falling off, they know the tea.
I know the tea is Miss Alvernian's either up to something or she just don't want to give them reins over to one of them young boys that deserve it.
I got a nice young boy I got in my head. I'm not even going to say because y'all were really gay. But I got someone. I just thought of him, and every time I keep thinking of it, I keep seeing his face in my head.
How you're not going to give Miss Michi any more competition?
Okay, because you and Min and Michi are the pioneers that are left there. And Miss, don't forget Miss Kennedy, but I'm talking about as the Butch Queens and the Imperials, you, Min, and Michi, y'all are there. So what's? I was just trying to figure out what's going to happen.
You can't even include Miss Kennedy in that, because remember...
Right, I just said that. I said not the school. I said Michi, Min, and Alvernian. That's there now. God bless his soul. John is gone. Renee, come on. God bless her soul. You know, different people are gone, and y'all are really the ballroom, like, I don't even... Superior. So how does that work?
Miss Kwame done left. She done left the ballroom scene. Miss Alvernian, Min, and Miss Michi still there. Miss Michi, remember, them three used to be thick as thieves. Mm-hmm. Them girls came out of Philly. They had a point to motherfucking prove. Man went to the House of St. Clair. Hello? And Alvernian still remained Alvernian Prestige. No, he changed up and went to be Alvernian Vettadini.
Yes, all right.
Okay, and came back and made the House of Prestige. Miss Anthony left the House of Excellence and made the House of Cavalli.
History time, listen up, girls.
So you mean to tell me Philadelphia is no longer, Penn Relay Week is going to come up and there's no prestige function just because there's no more now?
It might still be a prestige function, but you're not now.
But then, damn it, Alvernia, how you going to give up on Philly? Fuck giving up on the House of Prestige, how you going to give up on Philly?
Yeah.
How are you going to give up on
Philadelphia to call, and why don't y'all just read them?
Where is Miss Michi at? She needs to be on this phone.
Oh, yes, yes. Michi brought this phone together. Kelly.
Yes.
Where's Kelly? Do you remember when Michi came up here and brought this line together? We had a whole extra hour and everything. They wanted him to be the co-host.
Michi brought the phone together. Honey, let me tell you something. Penn Relay Weekend, you expected to get a polo party.
Oh,
a
yes.
Prestige?
Yes, Cabbage! Yes! Yes, for the polo party! Oh, my God!
Expected to get a motherfucking prestige ball at the motherfucking now, and you expected Miss motherfucking Michi's grandmother to cook like no motherfucking other. If I didn't eat nobody else's cooking during Penn Relay weekends, goddamn it, you know I was in attendance at Miss Michi grandmother's house, honey. Because that woman don't play with no macaroni and cheese, collard greens, motherfucking potato salad, this episode play no games. Now, you need to tell me, Miss Alvernia, you want to let the sequel fall. Miss Michi took her motherfucking chance and made her house. Man got the house of motherfucking prodigy, and you gonna exclude the House of Prestige? You so full of shit, your ass stink when you walk.
Stop you up, Cabbage.
Alberti, I will stop speaking to you. I will stop speaking to you. I will stop speaking to you. I will pass you by like a enemy on the motherfucking line in Camden at the motherfucking DMV. How far did I just take you motherfucking back?
You went back far.
Okay.
You need to tell me you're gonna leave the house up the street.
Hold on, but y'all didn't complain when he left. He closed down the house and we went to Escada. Did y'all complain about that one?
Because we knew that wasn't gonna last.
Okay, see, we made Escada fair for the East Coast.
And you gonna let it happen again? So now you gonna let the kids go to Escada or whatever? Oh man, ain't gonna have no problem picking up a couple of them kids neither.
Hello.
He's not gonna have no problem. If I was mayor, I wouldn't have no problem. And if I go down to Philadelphia and see some of them kids down there that's worth having, then yeah, they can come to me at least too. Because it's worth it. You're not gonna tell me you're gonna leave them kids drifting in the wind like that, Alvernia. That's bullshit.
But no shade, the prestige kids don't even want to go to Ebony.
They shouldn't want to.
And that's good. That speaks of something else. He's been holding it down while they went to Ebony, Casanova, drinking, wherever. Alvernia's been in that house by himself the whole time. It's never even really been about it. It's about Alvernia. We cannot talk about the house. I'm not impressed. Alvernian has held that thing down. Mr. He's by himself. I learned how to spell and everything that word. Y'all not understanding how deep that was for him. And it was something that you created from your heart. And it is something that you can keep going on from your heart, overseeing it, just like Kevin said.
Let me tell you something. Alvernian has helped his kids pay their rent, bail them out of jail. Alvernian has, I have watched Alvernian take 10 returns off his motherfucking floor to Victoria's Secret and bail his kids out of jail. The fuck you gonna tell me you gonna leave the House of Prestige because of you getting too.
He's telling criminal history.
Come on, Alvernian. You done put so much into this house now, and you need to tell me now you're ready to bail because you're feeling old? Let one of them young kids take that rein and help you out. But you got to give them a chance. You got to let them in, Alvernian.
Ain't nobody worthy enough.
Well, yes, they are. You make them worthy enough.
I think Rich would have been a lovely father for your house.
Yep.
I think Rich, and every time I see that, because I'm talking about a father, and we need a father, not some, no disrespect to anybody or whatever, because you know every time I say something, but not somebody cunty or this. I'm talking about a father that does the fathery category. I'm talking about the whole concept of a father and how cunt China is. And, like, I'm looking at that theory. Now, you're not going to be able to take it like the way you used to take it, but like what Captain said, you could oversee it and let the new father and the new mother work with the new kids, and you work with them. What, I don't got no music? Everybody got quiet. I ain't got no music.
You made a good, valid point right there, but...
I mean, no, that's the truth. Mind you, y'all gag when I said Rich name because you get the look that I'm looking for. Then the look that... Rich, he was the only one that came to my head that would be father and would sit it right.
Unfortunately, Nicole, I'm going to tell you one thing. Because of what has gone on in the past, Rich will not survive in Philly with Man now.
I think the devil is a liar, and the battle would be on.
Nope. I already know it, too. Man will never let that happen.
First of all, I don't think that man would be all in it like that. And they would be from two different structures, Cabbage. So you can't even put them together because that...
My little brother will not let that happen. I love man down to the ground. But when I tell you man digs his nails in, Ivernian, please tell Nicole how man can be.
No, I know how man can get myself. We've spoken many of numerous of times, but I'm just trying to say the concept of Rich being a father. All right, well, whatever.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Alvernian. There's somebody that has been in the ballroom scene for many years that deserves to be in the legendary Ebony, the legend, not Ebony, the person, not Ebony, needs to be a legend
in Philadelphia, and because of Man, have they became legendary yet?
No.
Okay,
ooh,
then.
Spill it.
Okay, and I'm telling you, Man holds his...
Tell me. Tell it. We can't. I want to hear what... Oh, man, you's a powerful bitch. I always knew that, but tell it. Tell it, Charlie Cabbage, you never ain't been like that. You can't say it, get everybody all amp.
Yeah.
I don't think Cabbage got in. She ain't going to say that name.
No, I wouldn't say that name. No. But I'm telling you, honey, Alvernian knows when Man dig his nails in, Man don't play no game.
Call me. Where's my father? I'll get the father, father.
Man.
Yo, what y'all about? Man on here, hold on.
Don't call that big head on that phone.
Because that man will not, man is not going to play that. I can see why Alvernian feels that he needs to keep a grasp on things because Man is going to respect Alvernian. But anybody else that is not getting Man's respect, Man will give them a hard time in Philly, darling. Mm-mm. You don't
know. Well, that will be how they'll be made who they are. There shouldn't be easy time to go no way. And I don't think Man will do anything but be doing what everyone has done to me, Cabbage, and everybody has done to everybody else that has come out. So, I mean, it's still not a big thing.
No, Man plays with another book, darling. Man plays with a book of charms. He's a charmed warlock, darling. In Philadelphia, maybe other places, his powers might not amount to much, but home in Philly, oh, Man powers amount to a lot. And he's not playing that. Not rich. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, well, moving right along. Well, guess what? I said it to the whole world, and that's how I felt because I get a nice feeling in my gut when I say it. But I understand what y'all saying. I understand. Okay.
He would be a good candidate. But once your credibility with Man is fucked up, right to this day, there's somebody in Philadelphia that has supposed to been, and supposed to, when that Dorian Corey Walter Bowl came through 2 years ago, this person was supposed to be on that list. And Man said it out of his mouth, that bitch will never, not as long as I got something to say about it. And so far, she has not come up on the list yet.
Oh, hold on, we got another caller. 201-306, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 201-306, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess they not switch one. Get rid of them, please. Honey. David.
I love you, star, baby.
Well.
Y'all have heard the lessons of the House of Prestige and all the reasons why it's going to go get closed.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any one of them kids call in yet?
Oh, shit.
Vernon's been my sister for many more years than we care to talk about. Vernon don't play that. He run in the house and them kids talk against him. I believe early in the morning they got an email.
Well, hold on. One of the errands just hit me up and said, tell my father that I love him and I appreciate everything that he has done for me.
Yeah.
Do the I am. Y'all caught it?
To the I am. I bet you she ain't call in.
Oh, no. Oh, hold on. No, we can't do that, honey. Maybe. Somebody just hit me up in one of the video chats. No video chats to the users in the chat room. No video chats with mother. Okay.
They wanted to do a video?
Oh, yes. Somebody wanted a video chat with me, honey. No video chats.
Whatever that means.
You could talk to people in the chat room and they can see you if you got a camera on your computer while you're talking to them, Nicole.
Oh.
You know, somebody just hit me up with one of those. Baby, I don't play that.
Cabbage, Nicole has just came into 2010. She has a touchscreen cell phone and picture mail.
Oh, yes, Cabbage. Oh, my God. I got 150 pictures. I never had a camera before. I got 150 pictures. I take them on the train. I take them when I'm in the living room. I take them when I'm laying on the couch. And I send them just to everybody. I just send them out.
Nicole.
It's so much fun. For real, too. I'm not into all of that stuff, but it's just fun to have it, actually. Roger had gave it to me, and it was like, I said, what am I going to do with this? And I got my nails done, and I could just touch the screen and do whatever I want to do.
And Lord, you just got a touch screen phone?
Yes. Wow, I'm not pressed.
Oh, you are an old girl.
No, I've never had none of that, no. I had a husband that kept me into the thing. But I was never really old. And,
All my kids, well, believe it or not, it's just this, the last 5 years my kids got me into that. One is an electronic genius. I mean, me and her might not be speaking at the moment, but she know I still love her. My daughter, Kimajale, she keeps me up. Mother, you got to get rid of that phone. You got to get a touch tip. You got to get this phone. Ms. Kimajale, right now, I got the same phone I had for the last 2 years, and I know it's time for me to get a new phone right now. But I got a touch screen phone. But, honey, them children, yeah, they don't play that. You got to be up on the new stuff. You got to get a memory chip and everything.
Well, you're going to gag. Let me tell you, I was at the computer one day, Cabbage, and I was on Yahoo. Bitch, the fucking computer started ringing. I lost my mind. I did not know what was going on. And I kept saying, what phone is that? And how could someone be calling the computer? And one day, Dante was calling me on his computer, and he's typing, press pick up. I picked up, and I didn't have no microphone and nothing in my hand, and he said, just talk. And I started talking, and he started talking, and I was like a big kid. I started calling everybody on Yahoo. I didn't know you could do that until maybe about 7 months ago. You can call on Yahoo. Well, I don't believe that the internet is nothing but the devil's workshop for me anyway, so I really don't see too much. All I can help you to do is make a cute coin, get a nice trade. It depends on where your mind is at on that internet. So I'm not into all of that personally. If I'm stoned, I'll be somewhere else in somewhere else's pages. If I'm not, the computer won't be on. If I'm in school, it'll be something totally different. It's where your mind is at with that computer. So I really don't be getting into that.
Keep up, Nicole, honey. Let me tell you something. I sit there and watch my kids. One day I was sitting there, and my daughter is extracting the pictures out of my phone while I'm sitting there talking to her. She goes, Mother, what are you doing with this picture in your phone? And who is this? And he said, I'm going to get out of my phone. Mother, Bluetooth. You gotta turn your Bluetooth off.
Yeah. Wait, have you ever sat there and watched a kid come in your house, Alberti, and one of your children naked on that computer, and they have 10 things open up, atom for atom, this for that, this for that, this for that, and you be looking like, how are you doing that so fast? And they orchestrate, it be going like boom, 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 boom. That's too messy for me.
No, you got to get into how they get on Yahoo and get in the chat room, and they got a chat room going on, and you look, and you can say, who is that? They can say, that's Miss Tony Malone. And you say, that's Rodney. And they can say, I don't know, how do I even get in this chat room with y'all? Oh, because this is just a universal chat room. They in there chatting, talking, who's going to this ball, who's going to that ball. I just talk to everybody individually. Sometimes I can have 3 or 4 screens over with different people on it. Miss Tony made me know it, honey. She got very bitch. You better get in the chat room with the rest of the girls. I gagged.
You know what? I got to make me a new screen name, bitch, that nobody don't know, honey. Because when the girls add me, the girls be chatting down. Let me tell you, the girls
Wait, Kelly, they could just add you?
Yeah.
They could just add you to the chat room, and then you press accept. But let me tell you, right, I sit here, right, and, you know, I'm always in the bedroom on the Mac. So the kids be out there in the living room on the computer in the living room, and they be on the chat in the living room. So I be seeing them, and they be chatting down, and they be talking and gossiping and this and that. So that I tell the kids, okay, add me in the chat room. I'm going in the room so I can get in the room. Bitch, I come in the room, bitch, and everybody stop talking, bitch. Girls stop talking, they ain't feeling team mistake. Girls are leaving the room mistake. All East Coast is in the room, honey. The girls are left the room, bitch, and are starting a whole new motherfucking chat room, bitch. I gotta give me a screen name that none of these bitches don't know so I can be in the chat room, honey.
They did it to me one time. They was in that. They was in a chat room, darling, talking about this one's ass and this one's dick and who sucked this and who sucked that and who doing this and who laid up with who and guess who's at whose hotel room. And as soon as they put me in the chat room and somebody got red, hey, Cabbage, you hear the door closing. Boop, boop, boop. Turn around and they made a chat room. Don't let Miss Cabbage in. You never know who's in the chat room, but the chat room was, don't put Miss Cabbage in. So I did it a long time ago. You know my other screen name, right, Kelly?
Uh-huh.
That's the screen name that I have to go in there on to see all the tea.
Baby, well, I got to make me a one, honey. Some young hot
oh,
tea.
You see what I mean? Too much work.
That's this.
I remember when we used to leave the clubhouse when we were young, and we used to all get on the chat line. This was when we didn't do personals. This is when the chat line was good for the rooms. And we used to all leave the clubhouse. Remember that, Cabbage? We would all get home. Everybody would go and get on the chat line and go in the room. And everyone
and
of us would
read down, girl, and read the girl's down and say, God, I never knew. I never knew about the motherfucking power side when you can get the dates and say, we used to just all be in those rooms.
And
read it.
I never knew about that. And my sister Rena always, I remember times when we were coming up, we weren't like that. I never knew about the personal. We would come from the clubhouse and we all get our names and we go up in this room and we would be all watching. We go up in there, we see Janetta is up in this room and she used to be so in comfort and she's like, I'm up in here.
The governor, Miss Kelly used to be, Miss Kelly had three names. In Philly, you know, in Philly, the chat room used to be, somebody slipped a message under your glass. Miss Kelly used to be in that one, and she used to do that one out of her motherfucking U-Haul behind the motherfucking Nile, bitch.
Miss Tay, girl, those was the days, Miss Tay. Girl, I just gagged how technology had went so far, Miss Tay. Remember, Nicole? Do you remember when you had your beeper, Miss Tay, and you would beep a bitch 911, Miss Tay?
Or you used to change the numbers upside down to say hello or write messages back and forth.
Yes!
And send your little calls. I remember the first cell phones, them big Kadonky Donk MC iPhones, when they came out with them big old cell phones, the Nokia phone. Those are the first cell phones that came out.
Guess who just hit me up and got the girl, stop telling the tea, so you know she's listening.
Who?
Tony Milan, darling.
You're not supposed to spill the secrets.
And mind you, I didn't know that Miss Tony was ahead of me. Because I got very, well, bitch, what do you think? She got to just go in there and don't say nothing. Because if you get in there and you start, Miss Kelly, the girl's going to leave. Lo and behold,
I'm going to fuck up, Kelly, for saying the door started closing. Boop, boop.
There used to be a Twister chat room. There used to be a mother chat room. Well, honey, there used to be a lot of stuff, and I was just not, it's not that I was dumb to the fact, it's just that it never interests me. But when I found out all about it and how it used to be such fun, I used to get in there and listen, I used to gag. But you gag how you look at the person, and then you see how they type. Them bitches can talk. All them hoes need to get a job at somebody's job typing something, computer programming something, because them bitches get in that motherfucking chat room, darling, and send all kind of shit. All kind of pictures and everything. You'd be like, how do y'all girls get them children's dick pictures and ass pictures and everything? I used to have to catch Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly used to get under another name under BGC, under a Butch Queen name under BGC.
She told me that, and she still got busted.
Mr. Egg, baby, when I tell you I got five different boy profiles on BGC, honey.
Yes,
after I sit there, Mr. Egg, for about a week and talk to the Butch Queens in the ballroom, Mr. Egg, and then I take it and I send them and open those motherfucking private pictures for those motherfuckers, and they see how that motherfucker, those boys is all chiseled out, mistake, and dick is just slinging all along, mistake. They send all types of messages, and they phone numbers. You will gag at the things that our butch queen, that these butch queens in the boardroom will see, that sad bitch that they want to do to this motherfucking piece of trade, mistake. Open pictures. I even got an email address to go with it, mistake, so they can send pictures, mistake, and everything, girl. You will gag at the pictures. Girls that's supposed to be thug, realnesses, mistake, and everything. All types of ass, put his ass all open and all types of shit, girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mess. But I love every minute of it, honey. And you know, I'm having fun. I'm having fun right now on vacation, honey.
On that damn computer. The devil's
yes.
a liar. That computer is horrible. I just do not fear him.
The girls will do amazing things. You tell them that you don't have a camera, and they'll get on and cam for cam and open their asshole for you and do all kind of things.
I heard, that's how you can have a long-distance relationship. I heard my friend from Ohio, he was there. I heard you can get on this webcam. You can do whatever you want. You can, like, they you can talk to each other. Show your titty. Show your breast. Show your stuff. See, I'm just not into all that stuff. I will get aggravated. Hello, get on the train or the plane and get here. Like, what am I on the internet showing you my titties and my breasts for?
You giving them a sample sale, girl.
No. What's that? Then they pull out something and I'll be like, huh. And I have to just visualize it on the fucking webcam?
Well, until it gets to you.
Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Who?
Huh?
Who are you talking to, Alvarnia?
Cabbage.
Cabbage Patch Ebony. CABBAGEPATCHEBRNY.
All one word, no
underscore. How dare you?
You know, Ms. Tony just said something. Believe it or not, Nicole, the internet is much safer. Because when you see the dick and you see the ass and you know it ain't right, you just give her, oh, it looks so pretty from a distance.
Any underscores under that?
No underscores.
But you want to know something now, Kelly, y'all got to get in. The girls is into fake pictures. So you still really don't know who you meeting or what is really given. And it's still very that. I don't see it.
Let me tell you, I got two computers.
Computers. The only reason why I got the computers is because I had a husband who was so into everything. So I was into everything, but I don't see it.
Oh, let me tell you something, girl. I'm not going to say the Butch Queen name, but I done had a Butch Queen come all the way from motherfucking Brooklyn, Miss Day, thinking that he was coming to meet that motherfucking piece of trade, Miss Day. And when he got downstairs in front of that building, I used to live in Harlem, Miss Day, and I came downstairs, Miss Day, he gagged, honey. Yeah, they gagged.
But you send it over there. You send them these pictures. It's not cute to me. It's fun. Now, in a different state of mind, I can be fun with it. But then after that, I don't even know what to do. And besides, every time I tried to go to open up a BGC, I could never do it. It don't work for me. So I just took it as a sign that it's not meant for me. And I'll be trying because I want to see. I want to be messy. I want to see what butch queens I can catch and see up there. And it don't happen for me. So I just figure it's not messy.
Hold on. I have to make this announcement before we go off the air, honey. To Miss, come on, you got the tea in the chat room, Miss Sang. When anybody leaves this house, Miss Sang, and they leave it to go and better themselves and go into another position, or they leave it to get a position as a mother or a father, Miss Sang, I congratulate them, and I push them out there with open motherfucking arms. There is no shade with anyone that wants to leave this house, Miss Sang, and become a mother or a father or a leader or something in another house, Miss Sang. As long as you do not leave this house in shade, Miss Sang, there will never be shade along the situation. And regardless of what happens with that child, Miss Sang, regardless of the fact in or outside of the scene, he is still my brother outside of the scene. So I definitely do congratulate him on definitely being the new father of the House of Chanel for New York City. How you motherfucking
Who's
doing?
Who's the new
okay?
father?
Your husband.
Who the fuck is that?
Your black husband.
Chanel!
Oh, Shamel. Congratulations, sir. Call me. Oh, work. You see, well, maybe I can deal with him now because he's not a Mizrahi.
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. But on that note, I'm ready as. I'm ready to say goodnight to the girls.
Goodnight, everybody.
I'm ready. Oh, I don't know where you are. Static? Is Static there? Static is going to? Damn, what the fuck? Kevin, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody, and have a blessed, blessed night. And always remember, be very careful what you do and who you do it with and what you do. Just be careful.
Okay. Nicole, say good night to the girls.
God bless everyone, and always remember to keep guarding your prayers, and it'll be okay. Good night.
And she'll be up on time tomorrow, girls. Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I love all you girls, all 33 of you girls that's still here in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone live for definitely tuning in with us. I want to thank Alvernian for coming on the line. I want to thank Cabbage for definitely coming on the line and being a co-host. I want to thank my new youngest Witch Queen co-host, Static St. Clair, for definitely coming on and being a part of the show. I definitely want to thank Jaquan for definitely coming on and being a co-host with us tonight. And I want to thank my sister Nicole for definitely waking up out of her coma and coming on and being a part of the show. And we are definitely back here tomorrow night for another installment of the motherfucking show. So remember my signature line, whatever you do at whatever state or whatever motherfucking bathroom or trailer park or club that you pick somebody up in, make sure you definitely do wrap it up. The life you save will be your own. And I'll see you here tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. No more, if I give you a shot, yeah. Little mama, I'm beating your style. So I thank you, don't put up, yep. One way of finding it out. No way you came in me, boom. Don't get not afraid, I'm like, wow. Really want it all, head to toe. Question is, she gon' let it out. Anyway, the hour, let's go. I don't worry anyhow. Why don't we see where it goes? Let's figure it out. When the cats come out, the best come out, the sweaty. Yeah. For ya, I never sleep when it comes in my head. But every time I snap my finger, I switch back into the light. I'm gonna belong to your son. Your fire is